Oh, hey, hey, ho, ho, this penis party's got to go.
We're getting on the butt and we're going to start the show. All right, I think we're live, so whenever you're ready to jolly old Saint Nick. Yeah, man, I'm ready.
All right, on a Monday night edition of the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast, we're joined by Vinny Marsaglia. We're going to give our final battle picks.
Final battles.
Our NWA Into the Fire picks.
Into the fire!
We're going to talk WWE, New Japan Pro Wrestling, AEW, and much more, all next on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
Well, yeah, and I...
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant-EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
Yo, yo, yo. Hello, this is Danny Moff, and you're listening to Shining Wizards Podcast, live and in color on the internet. Listen for all your best wrestling news, best kept secrets, not so many secrets, and a lot of funny shit, too. Tune in. Don't be stupid.
What's up, fuckers?
I love the big package.
Hell yeah!
God damn.
And welcome, everyone, to another whiz-bang-something-or-other edition of the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Tony.
Matt.
And conspicuous by his absence, corporate Kevin is not here with us.
No, we do the show the same time every week, no matter what day it is, and Kevin is still fucking late.
Unbelievable.
It drives me fucking nuts when people are late.
Yeah, you were kind of a little like a sawed-off pit bull over here.
It's annoying,
angry.
Man. It's not like this is like, I get it. We changed the day, but it's still 7 o'clock every fucking week.
Yeah, and I mean, his schedule really doesn't change unless he's doing a show, but he usually does his shows as is later
shows
in the week.
Shows as. Yes. We got Vinny Marsaglia from Ring of Honor calling in tonight.
Vincent.
Vincent. My bad. Vincent.
Not Olive Garden, breadsticks, Vincent.
Oh, God, you're going to go, really?
Oh, listen, I had to bring it in somehow.
You didn't, though. You tried it before we even started, and it bombed horribly.
I thought this was better. Right. A little better. No?
The delivery was better.
See, there you go. But Matt's already hitting the White Claws tonight.
They're truly hard seltzers.
Oh, I saw the commercial for that. Where the two guys are like, oh, you're truly enjoying your alcohol. And they had their arms around each other and they had a big smile on their faces.
Oh, I truly enjoy this more than the White Claw.
Oh.
I think it tastes better.
I think you should truly choke on that bottle anyway.
It's very possible. Anything's possible.
It's all seltzer, isn't it?
We're like the Ascension. We're like Luke Harper. We're like Sin Cara. We're released into your ears tonight.
Oh, Monday night. Were tons of releases this weekend.
There were more than that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who else got the release?
Oh, my favorite pajama-wearing Hart family member.
Okay, so did you... I thought we were just talking WWE. We can dive into this. Have you heard why he got released, though?
I was actually listening to the Inconclusive Breakdown, and they had an inconclusive breakdown as to what was going on. Apparently, he's been looking to get released for a couple of weeks now. He keeps asking for his release. He also showed up on NXT, also showed up on AEW, in the crowd, mind you. But still... Not behavior becoming of someone who wants to stay within the graces of MLW. And, apparently he shit the bed during the tag match against Dynasty where he was going off script and doing some stupid shit. And also he was going off script against Myron Reed for the middleweight championship. I don't know, dude.
Well,
what's your scuttlebutt telling you?
Those are all fantastic reasons for a talent to get released.
But.
But.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Something I didn't know.
No. Teddy Hart came under scrutiny in November after he and wrestler Chasen Rance were mentioned in a now-deleted but widely circulated Facebook post regarding the disappearance of Hart's ex-girlfriend, Samantha Fiddler.
Yes, I did hear about this.
The former wrestling trainee has been missing since the fall of 2016. Hart denied the allegations on Twitter, saying he and Fiddler have gone their separate ways before she moved to Florida, where she was last seen. Maine indie promotion severed ties with Hart shortly after the allegations were raised. While MLW kept him on the roster, the middleweight title loss to Reed came less than a week after the Facebook post went viral.
Crazy. Absolutely insane.
And he's with Maria Manic now.
You think he's going to kill her? Allegedly.
I don't know. They got a fucking...
Wait a minute. We got to ring the bell on
that. They got like a YouTube channel. It's some wild shit, man.
So you actually checked it out? I haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
Yeah, because first of all, Maria Mannix, she's hot.
Okay.
She's a hot woman. She's a badass wrestler. She's got a fucking man-eater tattooed across her stomach.
Nice.
All right, so she's fucking serious. And then Teddy Hart's just Teddy Hart, and he's always entertaining. And the videos are like, sometimes they're talking about wrestling. Sometimes they're like practicing wrestling moves on each other. Sometimes they're just talking about shit. They were outside of a gas station, this one video, where like this dude on a bike bought this other dude like a drink or something, and Teddy Hart's like out there like, this is what's right with the people in the world, this is how you learn respect, and it's just the fucking weirdest shit.
Did he have Mr. Malunigans with him?
He didn't have the cat in that one, but I'm sure there's plenty of cat involvement on his YouTube channel. Their show.
Was he scoping out drink fountains to possibly install in a wrestling ring in his next promotion?
I can't confirm or deny that. I'm going to see if I can find it.
See, that's a bummer because that's a genius idea right there. I'm surprised that hasn't come to fruition yet. But
here's a picture of them with the cats.
Oh, yeah, she's a POA right there. Look at that.
A POA, nice, like an AOP.
Yes.
What's it called? What the fuck? They have a YouTube. It's called Maria and Ted's Unfiltered Adventures.
Well, there you go. You got to go off the Bill and Ted's, catchphrase there.
I mean, it's pretty fucking entertaining shit.
Like, kill your ex-girlfriend entertaining? Or
allegedly. Well, they don't. Nobody said she's dead. She just gone.
Gone?
She just gone. Let's go. Hey.
Who, me?
Snap. Let's go. Get Kevin's microphone right on. What's wrong with you?
I mean, come on. My mic not being on?
I mean, you weren't here on time, so
stop acting
fine.
Like you've never walked in the middle of a show.
Oh, when I tell you I'm going to be late, like I'm coming from work?
Yeah, it's, I mean, what's the difference where I was?
Well, when I tell you at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wait. I didn't know I was going to be late till I thought I was going to be late.
Like every single time we do a show.
I'm never late. When am I ever late?
Do you really need me to go through all the text messages?
I do that as a precaution, just in case.
I just want to know where you were. You threw that in there like we were going to let it go.
Stanford, but Connecticut. Don't
that's
be
right.
Stupid.
Oh,
come on.
Shit.
Come on, guys.
Don't be stupid. Don't ask stupid questions.
Listen, the people have to know. I'm a broadcast journalist.
I mean, look, I give them credit. I give them credit for coming from Stanford to North Carolina. So trust me, you should be happy you showed up late because Tony, you showed me some YouTube shit that his kid watches. His kid will be borderline retarded in 2 years if he keeps watching these fucking YouTube videos.
What is this?
Some fucking little jerk off who like plays video games. It's the most mind numbing retarded shit you'll ever see in your life.
Yahtzee.
And his kid watches it. Millions of people watch it. It makes no sense to me.
So,
but
he
was from South Carolina, thus the North Carolina.
Kakalaki.
So I combined it North Arlington and South Carolina.
Combined it. Yes, he combined it, Kevin.
Fuck you. Look. Just so you know what's going on over here,
all right?
You weren't here for this.
He said support the show last week.
That's what I'm dealing with right now.
What happened?
I don't know.
Is it dead?
No, because it's up on the TV screen here.
Is it here?
No, but I'm sure if you turn it on, it can be.
No, it's
very high stressful situation over here.
I'm sorry.
I don't know how many of my ex-girlfriends are missing, so I hope you guys don't release me.
High stress situation. The guy that has 17 laptops in his laptop bag, he's freaking out over one screen.
I only have two, and this.
You still have the other one?
Yeah.
All right.
We got yeah, you talk. See, I didn't even know he had a second one.
I set it up every time you come to Studio B. I have two laptops.
Not to mention, Kevin, he didn't let me borrow a second laptop to use. We could have used that one to record the show. I could have had my soundboard 3 weeks ago.
I didn't think about that. You really think you having a fucking soundboard was at the top of the list of things to do at a live show?
You can't get on him about that.
Yes, I can.
I don't think so at all.
Because your sound dropping skills are quite lacking, sir.
You know what?
He's about to walk right out of here.
Even your laptop quit. Even your laptop knows you suck.
Just the screen doesn't work today. I don't know what's going on. I had time to print notes. They worked before I left the house.
Ooh, Matt's got notes. I like it.
I always have notes.
What kind of utensil are you using to write there, sir?
Utensil?
A pen.
Oh, I guess I'm writing.
What kind of pen?
That's not a. It's a Shining Wizards pen
you're writing with?
My Shining Wizards pen is home on my desk, but now I have a new Shining Wizards pen.
Well, there you go. And you could have one too. Just buy a t-shirt. We'll send you some free swag along with it. Go to shiningwizards.com/merch. Get it now.
So Can I get some stickers?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, stickers.
You guys get stickers too. Buy a shirt. We'll throw you in some stickers.
I'm not buying shit. Just give me a sticker.
Oh, jeez.
So you were saying?
I want to know more about. Teddy Hart didn't kill his ex-girlfriend.
Well, there's no proof of that. And no one said that he killed her. She's just disappeared.
But she's missing.
Weren't they living in two different states at the time?
I don't have that information available.
I think he was living in Texas and she was living in Florida.
All my exes live in Texas, eh?
Look, according to this...
All my exes. Dude, I love what you said. Come through the hatchet.
You like that?
It was like, yeah, that's an axe, by the way.
According to this... Teddy Hart claims he and Fiddler had gone their separate ways before she moved to Florida.
If I was a rich
I was
man,
just... All right.
If I was with Teddy Hart, he might hit me in the throat and I will die.
Fiddler on the roofie.
Look, that's a pretty serious allegation. I don't even know how I missed this whole thing.
Yeah, but is that
thing.
The reason why Neither Court Bauer cuts ties with him? Like this happened 3 years ago, allegedly.
I mean, we still make fun of Jimmy Snuka for allegedly not killing his girlfriend. So I mean,
killed her, brother.
You probably want in this day and age.
She slipped and pissed, brother.
Them bones, big bones.
In this day and age, right where, fans are calling Sami Zayn like a faggot.
Oh, easy now.
Video's out there.
I know.
Who's calling him that?
The fan. There's a fan video from a house show last night. Sami Zayn.
People are screaming the word?
Yeah.
Sami Zayn had him thrown out.
Yes. Look, it's a different time. We go back, we watch some, if you can find it on the network, some of that Mid-South stuff, some of the NWA stuff where they have people have signs in the crowd.
We
have
video of CM Punk telling somebody in the crowd, nice faux hawk, you homo, at a WWE show not 5 years ago.
Didn't Jerry Lawler call Goldust
a faggot?
Yeah.
So,
terrible, call him a fag. Yeah.
Terrible word.
So
This is
the way it used to be in the 70s and 80s. That's how the
and
heels
the 90s,
were treated.
And the 90s.
Not so much.
How many ECW shows you gone to where they were...
It was bad. I agree with Tony.
Not so much the F word. Not so much fag, but
she's got herpes. You fat fuck. Yeah,
she's
that's fine.
She's a crack whore.
She's a crack. I mean, most of them were crack whores.
Little dick ain't got no balls.
That's fine. You're just making fun of somebody. But when
you're still making fun of them. You're just doing it at a more awful degree.
Right. And in this day and age, you can't do stuff like
you
that.
You shouldn't do that. It's
God
not that you
damn,
can't.
Got,
you shouldn't.
I got fired over that shit, motherfucker.
So much drama in the LBC. It's kind of hard being Snoop Dogg Double G.
I don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't get it. I don't.
So in this day and age, you want to not associate yourself with somebody who possibly could be linked to a missing person.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And it's not, I mean, look, I've never met Teddy
Hart.
Yeah, but
Teddy's been asking for his release for weeks. Why didn't they just give it to him weeks ago?
Because he's involved in a pretty heavy storyline with stuff that was planned out for weeks.
And he was
the
champion at that point.
Yeah, but they said he was also pulling shenanigans in a lot of these matches, too. Like that tag match they had with the Dynasty. Remember I told you that shit felt weird when it happened, like, weeks ago?
The plot thickens.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he's just looking for a way out. I mean, I would love to find out how Ring of Honor is going to get the women's title off of Kelly Klein.
Oof. Well, I mean, that cat's out of the bag, so they could just
Go ahead. No, you missed his fucking joke before.
All right, enough. He missed it.
Bombed.
Why did you keep
What time did you guys
back?
Start?
We started at like 6:55.
Okay, what was the joke?
Our guest tonight, Vincent, will be joining us from Ring of Honor.
Is that the joke?
I said something about Olive Garden breadsticks.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
It wasn't terrible.
I
really enjoyed it off air.
I had a feeling.
No, I did not enjoy it off air.
It had something to do with breadsticks and Olive Garden.
No, I did not.
No, I did not, sir. Jesus.
Vinny Marcellia some breadsticks?
Oh, fucking boo. Jesus Christ.
That wasn't it?
No, it was not.
Why is your audio so low? Can you turn it up?
My volume is turned all the way up.
Well, I
nothing
don't know.
Can
well,
stop me. I'm all the way up. It's all the way up.
Oh, wow. What a reference there, Matt.
Take it easy, Sturge.
Maybe I do headphones.
Titties.
There you go.
I like turtles. There you go.
Sounds exactly the same.
Sounds like titties and turtles.
We hate you too, Randy.
I wish we had a drop of the kid saying, I like titties.
Oh, well, that'll be here next week. Don't worry.
Tony worry.
Tony will be right on top of that.
Because he's the soundboard expert as opposed to
soundboard
Matt.
Soundboard guru. Yes, I am the fucking
who's a hack, apparently, according to Tony.
Well, not everybody's cut out for this kind of work, Kevin.
I agree. Dave LaGreca screaming at us because we're not talking about ourselves, and then Tony has to fucking be the king of the soundboards. First time I've seen you both
since
the 8-year anniversary show. And the first thing he's like, I can't believe you have another laptop. I could have done the soundboard at the 7-8-year show.
Even Dave LaGreca made fun of your dumbass for not taking a break, and then he shit all over Kevin because Kevin actually had to get up and take a piss.
So what does that say about Dave LaGreca? Bad guy.
I didn't take a break.
Dave LaGreca is awesome.
So fuck your hand.
And then you're like, I had to piss after the show. And the first thing I said was, yeah, because you didn't take a break, asshole.
That was I'm very proud of you for that, Matt.
What?
Not taking a break. The guy has, I mean.
Tony didn't take a break.
I didn't take a break either. I didn't piss till like 10:15 before we were leaving.
I mean, he wasn't even like kind of there.
Yeah, he wasn't doing anything.
Oh, fuck your hands, both.
He didn't have the soundboard to do, so he had nothing to do.
Fuck each other's hands.
Asshole.
Very impressed that you didn't take a pee break.
You all should be impressed that I was involved in 4 interviews that night. That's the most interviews I've done this year.
All right, well, please feel free to get involved in our interview tonight with Vincent.
I'm going
to
ask him about breadsticks, bitches.
Please do.
You're the worst.
Fucking deuce. Jesus.
You're going to confuse him with a new member of the NWO, head of security? Virgil Vincent Soul Train Jones?
Yeah,
come on,
just
Tony.
I'm going to let that fall. I don't care.
It wasn't really supposed to be that big of a joke. I thought that's where you were kind of where your head was at.
His head's straight up his ass. Don't be confused.
Fuck all y'all.
Fuck all y'all.
Hey, can we stay on MLW for a minute?
We got to do picks. I'm fucking tired of the picks. Fuck
your hand. I'm dog tired of these picks,
dude.
Well,
that's why you're in last place. So just
throw
in the towel. Quit. Be a quitter.
I can't wait.
Tap out, baby.
I was actually thinking of, like, bribing you guys with stuff to, like, you know, kind of give myself a few extra points.
I'll take it. What do you got?
I don't know. Maybe next week.
You got fucking a ton of action figures. That
I could be sold.
Nothing with.
I could be sold.
You want a bag of action figures?
To give you 2 of my picks?
No, 2 picks. I want like 5. I want first place, baby.
I can't lose. I have too much on the line here.
I'll throw in the WCWs.
I have all those.
Oh well. You want more of them?
Use him as trade bait.
You know, he doesn't have that LJN ring you got back there.
Oh,
I will give you I'll give you my entire record for that LJN ring and the cage. I will give you, I will trade records with you. And you know what? I'll still win.
Ooh. Corporate Kevin.
It's a big weekend. A lot of wrestling this weekend.
Oh, wait. We're not done with MLW.
No, I'm just saying.
Have we even started MLW?
Oh, yeah, we did. Because of Teddy Hart, we got to go into the next big one. Ach. Ach was there for a cup of coffee, and he's gonzo, too.
Ach. Skander Akbar.
Ach. He quit wrestling, dude. Is that possible?
I mean.
Is that possible?
I don't know.
Does anyone ever quit wrestling?
Well, here's the really ironic thing. I watched MLW this week. Not a great episode. And they had a nice 30-second blurb about ACH coming soon to MLW. And he's already quit the business.
Derp-a-derp.
Well, he quit Saturday, so I'm sure that MLW stuff was already in production.
Well, here's the better part. They were announcing a Taipei death match. Between Mancer and Jimmy Havoc, and in the middle of the episode, they just put a blurb on the screen that Jimmy Havoc was injured. I don't know what that means, but apparently a couple of fellas jumped him in the back and he couldn't compete, so they took that match off the show.
Did he lose his smile?
What do we get in replacement of that, Matt? What was the match?
The Savio Vega Leo Bryan swamp fight?
Swamp Fox, baby.
It was in a fucking parking lot. It wasn't in a swamp. Can I do it? Can I do it? Just give me permission.
Go ahead.
Really? Oh, boy.
Dude, it was bad. Did you see the Battle Royal?
I did.
Apparently, Phil Rea was there because that was during the Opera Cup tapings.
Okay.
That was dog shit. Was dog shit. Timothy Thatcher is a world-class athlete, and this guy can't catch a fucking break in MLW. My goodness.
Well, I don't.
Richard Holiday got thrown out. My goodness.
Hold on now.
What? Go ahead.
I don't think Timothy Thatcher is a mainstay in MLW, so that's why are you going to put him over? But that's that might be by his choice.
That's a shame. Timothy Thatcher is a fucking world-class athlete.
I love the MLW. I don't want this to seem like I'm talking down, but they have a very, very much revolving door.
Yeah, they do.
Of talent, where you have your Brian Pillman Jr., your Davey Boy Smiths, your Richard Holiday, your Hammerstone, MJF, the Von Erichs, Tom Lawler, Contra Unit.
Yeah.
And then everything else is just really a revolving door of guys. Low-key.
Barrington Hughes. No, low-key's in the office, though, isn't he?
Sure, but then you go, look at Savio Vega. Leo Bryan, you've seen a couple times.
When? I don't remember the last time I saw
Leo
Bryan.
He was on an episode a couple weeks ago.
Really?
And he had a match on the preview of the pay-per-view.
Well, there you go.
Selena De La Renta.
That's not uncommon. Like, MLW, it's not WWE. It's not AEW. Like, that's okay to have that revolving door.
No, I get it, but...
But the thing is, though, they have TV, so that kind of makes it tougher when you have that big of a revolving door.
Even the match with Pillman and Davey Boy against the Contra Unit, like, I wasn't feeling it, dude. It just seemed like it was, like, not even in first gear. Like, they were trying to start the engine. They just never got anything going this week. It was rough. Did you enjoy it? Come on.
I didn't think it was the worst episode of MLW. I didn't think it was, like, the stuff from Mexico.
Oh, and that's another reason why they're no longer working with Crash, because apparently Teddy Hart no-showed that entire fucking weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
Although that was probably the saving grace. That's probably why they kept them on for a little while longer, because they definitely moved up signing with AAA. Let's be honest.
That's right.
Okay.
We got Tom Lawler, the highlights of him turning on
the Von Erichs.
On the Von Erichs.
And he's got good reason to. It was his fight against Contra Unit, and the Von Erichs came in to help him. But when he needed help...
They were in Hawaii.
They were nowhere to... They were out fucking cliff diving.
They were helping their dad.
They weren't making shoes because they all wrestle fucking barefoot.
No, just Marshall does? Yeah, Ross wrestles with boots.
I like turtles.
How do you... Let me ask you a question.
How do I know?
How do you remember... How do you remember such a minuscule fact like
who
that?
Who challenged...
But you can't remember the fucking Dawsons.
I don't know, dude. You know why? It looks like two pub bullies to me. That's why.
Which one of the Von Erichs looks like Andrade?
Andrade? Maybe Ross? The guy with the parted hair is Marshall.
Yeah, like it's the fade and the beard. Looks just like Andrade.
Oh, that's Marshall.
Yeah.
Marshall's the guy that wrestles barefoot. And I know Ross is the one that doesn't wrestle barefoot because he had the title match and he had boots on. So there you go.
Oh, look at that.
There you go. But
way
I've known that
attention.
For a while. I like the Von Erichs. Don't get me wrong. I like MLW. This week was a fucking fart in church, dude.
Oh, my God.
All right.
What did you like about it, Mr. Corporate Kevin?
Listen, I mean, doesn't matter what I liked about
Kevin
it.
Kevin Scouten. Yeah. He didn't watch it.
I didn't watch MLW didn't this week. It. Come on. Well, I slipped this week. All right? I'm sorry.
What'd you slip on? Huh? Puddle of cum?
What? That's a weird
you
thing.
Idiot.
That's a weird thing to say.
What? You said you slipped?
I didn't watch MLW this week. I'm sorry.
You fucking dickhead.
I love MLW.
Tell us, what do you love about MLW?
The production value.
They didn't even get injured right. They put in injured. I'm like, really?
It probably was supposed to be injured in.
Or re-injured. Yeah, something.
No.
Oh, trust fucking me. No.
It's fucking bad. It's bad.
All right, so that was MLW. Next week, the Opera Cup starts.
Oh, can I... Wait, one more thing.
We're not spoiling that,
they
right?
They replayed the Teddy Hart fireball incident. Yo, the fireball was nowhere near him. It was
Well,
like,
that's... You know what? That's okay. I'm okay with him.
I'm with Matt on that. And it's okay if the fireball doesn't scorch somebody's
face. Listen, and Hogan's head was nowhere near the chair at Survivor Series 1991. You don't hear me fucking crying about it.
What do you think about that? Can we go off on a little tangent on that, by the way?
Go ahead. Go off on a tangent. I love just
tangent. Everybody's
you know.
Like, the Undertaker was pissed off, and he didn't talk to Hogan. There was legit heat, according to some people and whatnot. I think it's Hogan putting over the fact that the Undertaker, like, could have destroyed Hulkamania, and I think it did nothing but help the Undertaker rather than hurt him.
We talking about Survivor Series 91 here?
Yes, we are.
Well, because
Tuesday, well,
yeah, Tuesday in Texas 91. Was the rematch.
But then they say that Hogan went to the hospital that night.
Yeah.
And that's where the questions come up, was if he was trying to work the angle, like, he really almost killed Hulkamania, or if the Hulkster was like, oh, this guy's dangerous. He shouldn't be the champion. He shouldn't have been one of the few people to pin Hulk Hogan during
I don't know about that. I think
But that's where the rumor came from.
I don't know.
I've never heard this rumor
before. I didn't hear it either. Apparently, yeah, Hogan went to the hospital. That's not a rumor.
That I believe. But about Hogan saying that Undertaker should have never either won the belt or should have, what, pinned him clean? Or pinned him with the...
Pinned him, yeah.
So the chair, I don't remember seeing the chair not being right there.
No, it was. He just never hit it. He didn't even come close to hitting it. I remember as a kid.
And Hogan went to the hospital with a neck injury, saying that the Undertaker dropped him on the chair.
Is it like Kane, Linda McMahon, Tombstone bad? Or is it, because that was bad.
There was a lot of air. You could have drove a truck through the space between Hogan's
head. The Undertaker protected him.
Right.
Like, he was holding on to, like, fucking...
A little too much, because it kind of takes you out of it when you see fucking, like, you know, 4 or 5 inches.
When you're a fucking kid, it doesn't matter. It happens so fast.
Even as an... I don't remember seeing that much air.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a gap.
I'll take your word for it, but I watch a lot of old WWF pay-per-views.
The only thing I don't wonder is, like, why didn't Hogan, like, at least tip him off and say, like, hey, you know, this is what we're going to do? Like, was he trying
kayfabe,
to...
Kayfabe, brother?
All right. Well, then if it was kayfabe, brother, then what's the big deal?
We only know what we hear. The truth lies between the Hulkster and the dead man.
So what is Undertaker saying? What has he said about it?
I don't think he's ever said anything about it. He has said that there was animosity. He had animosity towards Hogan for many years after that.
Really?
Yes.
Breaking news. Well, yeah. not really, but for me.
Hot take.
I've never heard that before.
I didn't either.
They talked about it on... Bruce Prichard's podcast this week.
Well, I guess they buried
that Tuesday in Texas one.
Yep, that came up. So.
I'm in the middle of that right now.
I guess they buried it when Hogan wrestled Undertaker like 20 years later.
Yeah,
didn't
I'm sure when he came back to the company and the Undertaker was the face that runs the place.
That's right.
Well, there you go.
What are we doing here with the WWE? These guys are all released now. The Ascension, Sin Cara, Luke Harper.
Crazy.
They all have 90-day non-compete clauses.
Okay.
So we won't see them on any TV till March 8th.
Okay. My only question is, what about Mike Bennett?
You guess he didn't get his.
Is he happy again? He's got no animosity toward anybody there. He loves being there. He just doesn't... He wants to work, and he's not working.
Well, I mean, Rhino was the same way, and he got his. Because I guess maybe Rhino is more valued as a person because he's been around the block like a million times.
Maybe it's just a matter of timing. Maybe they dump him after Mania. They're not doing anything with him, and they're letting him go pretty much as free reign on social media, and he's doing social speaking engagements.
Yeah, like the motivational speaking type stuff. Yeah.
So, I mean, he's got a great story to tell. I've reached out to him to see if he'd do the podcast, and he never got back to me.
Probably can't.
Not yet.
It's okay. I also reached out to ACH Saturday, and he never responded either.
He quit the business, bro.
Well, I don't know. He's got these fun little colors now on his last two tweets from 22 hours ago. It looks like a red ribbon, and then maybe like a like a yellow shooting star.
Ooh, maybe he's a Hulkamaniac.
So it says new hashtag new profile pictures. So you know, once he gets his mind right.
Yeah, a lot of people have been thinking that this is some sort of, like, mental illness that he suffers from.
I think
it's a gimmick.
Oh, like a Brian Pillman loose cannon kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't really work out a lot.
Why would he cost himself two jobs for the expense of a gimmick?
He signed with MLW.
That's the second job.
Right, but if it's a gimmick and then he, like, comes out of the crowd and he hijacks a show, like, it's like, oh, my God, ACH...
Yeah, but why would he sacrifice? If he was going to do the gimmick, why wouldn't he do it at the place where he could possibly make the most money, WWE? Like, why would he, like, actually leave there and go to MLW?
Because maybe this wasn't what WWE had for him. Maybe this is his own creation.
And he just
maybe
wants
he
to
went
see
to Kurt
it.
Bauer and said, "Here's what I want to do. I want to turn my back on the fans and tell them I quit wrestling. I want to sign with you, and then I want to quit, and then I want to be off social media, out of the limelight, and then I'll show up in whatever fucking February. I'll hijack a show.
I hope so. I hope that's what it is.
He just needs to look. He's got to fucking pump the brakes on social media.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Fuck, turn it off, bro. You don't need it. You don't need to fill your life with all these fucking negative people. Uh-oh.
No, just wiggle your mouse there. There you go. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Just wiggle your mouse there.
There you go.
Out of context.
Little wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Yeah. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Yeah.
I don't know, man. You can't. Because I control our Twitter page, I look at, like, people literally just spend all day just being venomous assholes.
Yeah, of course.
And I don't understand. So we've seen that Mike Tyson tweet or that quote, like, people in this day and age are way too comfortable to say whatever they want without getting their fucking face beat in.
Yep.
So I was fucking putting air in my tires today.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was looking at the machine and there was a kid like
Nick Cage?
No, Brian Cage.
Brian Cage. Oh, my God. I was terrible. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was looking at the machine to see my tire pressure when it goes up and goes when, and there was like a kid, like I guess he was getting ready for work or getting something out of his bag, and he thought I was staring at him, and he kept like, "Nah, I can't believe you're still looking at me." Finally, I was like, "I'm looking at the fucking machine, cuz."
Nice.
Like, what's your problem? He's like, "I don't care. Come fight me." I'm like, "Get the fuck out of here."
That happened.
Yes, that happened today.
That's
in the fucking
wild.
Rain. Why I'm fucking putting air in my tires?
Why didn't you tell me this shit before, dude?
Because it's better when I tell on the show.
Yeah, it's true.
That's a good point.
But fuck everybody else, dude. I want them to know that shit.
People need to fucking relax, man.
So he thought you were staring him down,
yes.
Squaring him up. Oh,
yeah,
that's squaring him up.
With
but...
the yeah, I was fucking bent over with the fucking tire fucking air thing. And
sounds
I was,
like this guy was squaring.
And I was
up
fucking
him.
Eyeballing people because that's, you know.
That's
what I want to do in the fucking rain on a Monday afternoon.
Waste my time.
Get the fuck out of here.
How old do you think this kid was?
He couldn't have been more than 20 years old.
All right.
Should have fucked him up.
I ain't got time for that, man.
That's I ain't got true. Time for that shit.
Matt ain't trying to catch a charge.
And this fucking ACH is a super talented dude, man. Stay off of fucking social media. People are just going to hate on you to fucking hate on you the same way they hate on AEW, the same way they hate on WWE, the same way they hate on Ring of Honor. It's just a fucking world full of venomous, awful fucking keyboard warriors.
If this show hasn't taught you anything, you should have fought the kid for 5 minutes, then realized that you both had to be somewhere and shared a cab together.
Oh, yeah. That happened.
You could have got a ride to work. Just throw a couple punches and then call it quits.
I didn't have to go to work today.
Well, I don't know. You said you're putting air in your tires. You had to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I thought you had to go to work.
I had to come fucking here, stupid.
Oh, it was playtime. Should have fought him then.
Playtime.
No,
Kevin was late. You should
have
been late too.
Time. What grown men fighting is the fucking dumbest thing in the world too.
Agreed. And you know what's weird? A lot like a lot of fights now are they've always been viral, but now like everyone like at football games, the last 2 days, 3 days, I've seen fights at every single football game imaginable, and it's ridiculous. And the fact that places like TMZ are now picking up fights between nobodies is just breeding more stupidity.
Yeah, because people want to see that stuff. People love watching like idiots just beat the hell out of each other. Not that any of them that were there live would jump in to like break the thing up or anything.
No, why? God forbid, why would you stop two fucking people fighting over fucking sports? Why would you stop that from happening? Two drunk fucking idiots. Yes, stop. What the fuck are people doing?
People don't care,
you
dude.
Go to fucking jail for that. You lose your fucking job for that.
Yeah.
Your video goes viral of you being a drunk jerk-off fighting some other drunk jerk-off at a fucking Jets-Dolphins game?
And
guess who doesn't care? The Jets and the fucking Dolphins.
Yo, my fans got my back, man. I think Adam Gase with his crazy wonky eye is there fucking rallying behind the fan that fought his old team's fan.
It's just like these people, like, you know, fucking Road Dogg goes on Twitter. He goes, I got time to kill. Ask me anything. And people were like, why the fuck are you not? Why are you trying to destroy AEW? It's like, who fucking, first of all, you don't know what their fucking agenda is. Secondly, it's a business. And third, it has zero effect on your life. Guess what? Monday Night Raw is great tonight. You know who it doesn't affect? Me.
Everyone else that doesn't work there. You're right.
Right?
You're
and
right.
And if it's shitty, it also doesn't affect me. I don't like Raw and SmackDown right now. So guess what I'm not doing? I'm not watching them. You know what I like? AEW. I like NXT. I like MLW.
You like, you love some New Japan.
Fucking love
New Japan. You love you some New Japan. I'm going to get into a fight with somebody at a football game over New Japan.
All right. Don't fuck with the Japanese, though.
Yeah.
They know karate.
Well.
Karate! That was quite the tangent. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. No, Matt, you're right. Sometimes it just feels good to vent about that sort of stuff because it boggles my mind. When I was in college, I was an idiot that would like to fight people, like a jerk. And I'm a skinny fucking guy, so it didn't always go well for me. But now the thought of even getting into a physical confrontation with somebody scares the shit out of me.
Well, because you got something to lose now. You want to become the mayor of West Orange.
That's a good point.
That's how you become the mayor of West Orange.
Oh, is it like they just brawl like every 4 years?
Yeah, like Kevin.
It's like going to prison. You just beat the shit out of the toughest guy the first day, and then no one fucks with you, and then you become mayor.
It's like Letterkenny. If you want to be the toughest guy in town, you got to beat up the toughest guy.
That's right.
If you want to be the mayor, you got to take the mayor out.
That's right.
Ooh, how old's the mayor right now?
53.
Oh, you could take him.
Oh, I could definitely take him.
Well, then you should become mayor.
There we go.
It's not like a Lion King sort of deal here.
Yeah, it is.
It's West
King
Orange.
Of Pride, man.
It's a fucking town full of animals.
Wow.
What it is. West Orange is... And then Orange is... That's like the fucking Sahara Desert over there.
Desert.
Holy shit.
Yes, the desert.
Desert.
The oranges desert. Are not what they used to be.
I thought you were speaking Kazarni there for a minute. The desert.
Kazarni.
The desert.
What do we want to talk about before Vincent calls in about a half an hour?
Let's talk
There's
about
so
the new
much
menu
to
at
talk
the Olive
about.
Garden.
Is there Let's a new menu at the Olive Garden? You want to talk about taking your car to Chicago and leaving all your shit in it? Because you shouldn't fucking do that. Stupid.
Fucking Walter.
Stupid ass.
And Timothy Thatcher.
Oh, yeah, him too.
They were sharing the same car.
Fucking idiots.
For Evolvsky.
How long... First of all, what do you do with the WWE?
What are you going to do?
What do you do with the title? You steal it. You can't fucking parade it around.
That's it. It's yours forever, and you can't show anybody.
Just fucking stick it in your bedroom?
Unless you claim that you found it.
In the middle of a highway.
And then
out of your limo.
And then you just didn't return it.
Could you picture Walter and Timothy Thatcher in a hot tub drinking a little bit of the bubbly?
And why would you steal his passport?
So he can't leave the bloody country.
And his ring gear.
Well,
Why would you steal all that shit?
That's ID theft, right?
You know
there,
what it
baby.
Is? You know what it is? It was a smash and grab, and they probably didn't know what they had until they got away from the scene. That's what that is. You just grab the bags and go.
I agree.
And these fucking idiots left their bags in the back seat. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's
dumb. Chicago, in the back seat.
So I can't leave stuff in my locked car.
But you're leaving it out in the open.
When you leave your wallet in the car though?
No,
because Timothy Thatcher had his wallet stolen.
See, wrestlers are different though, right?
Yeah, put it all in your fucking bag and bring it with you though. I get it; it's an inconvenience, but how are you going to tell Vincent Kennedy McMahon?
he's not telling McMahon.
You got to tell somebody the fucking title's gone.
Probably tells Albert.
Championship.
Whatever.
All right, go ahead, though. You look like you were poised for something.
Yeah, I know.
Great.
It's fucking gone.
Go, come on.
It's gone.
You had a little VKM coming out.
You had a little corporate
No, I was
going to
try and do a Walter, but I don't think I can do like a Walter, so I just...
No, try it. Come on.
No.
Give it a shot.
Come on. We don't have a lot of time to be dicking around here. There's so much to
talk
about.
What else you got to talk about?
I'm Walter.
Well, the fucking news this morning... They're going heavy and hard early, definitely to sell those tickets that go on sale Friday for the WWE Hall of Fame.
Unbelievable, the two announcements that were made today. Oh, I feel like Tony wants to go down the rabbit hole on this hardcore. And I'll talk NWO with you all day, brother. You know that. And it sounds hypocritical when I say who should go in before who and stuff like that, but this is a weird one, man. Batista?
What's wrong with Batista?
100% certified Hall of Famer, but...
Oh, you want Batista first?
Jesus. Oh, I'll go NWO. I'll go NWO.
Okay, thanks.
Well, we can do Batista.
I gotta... Just do the NWO.
Because... And then Hogan puts out this tweet that the four original members of the NWO, when X-Pac was the, you know, sixth, and Big Show and Ted DiBiase are not in there.
I don't mind that. Big Show was in and out.
Big Show was in the NWO three times.
And Ted DiBiase wasn't there that long either. He wound up going with the Steiners.
But
I mean, listen, X-Pac was there, man.
X-Pac wasn't there that long either.
What?
98, maybe like 4 or 5 months in 98?
Because he came back after WrestleMania 14.
Oh, yeah, so 97.
I don't know.
Well,
okay,
maybe 96. 96 to 97.
I'm okay with it.
Actually, no, I have no problem with X-Pac going in with them. Without a doubt. But the only reason why I can think that the Big Show is not in there is because they don't want to induct him for the first time as a group.
No, Big Show's just not. Dude, when I think NWO, I don't think
he was
Big
the
Show.
Fourth guy.
I don't give a fuck if
he was the first WCW talent that joined the NWO.
And if some butts were dicks and nuts, I'd have him in my ass. I don't know what to tell you. When I think of Paul White, I don't think NWO.
What do you think of? Dungeon of Doom?
I think
it's WCW tenure, I'm saying.
I think of the Giant. I think of the guy that beat
Who was in the NWO from twice. Twice.
I don't think of him as NWO.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
No, I'm not.
You think of him like getting thrown off a roof in a monster truck?
Yeah. That's the Giant I remember, Dungeon of Doom.
Double humping with the Yeti?
Yes, the Yeti. Don't think of him as an NWO member. Matt's getting us a little Klotsky over here.
I definitely think of him as an NWO member.
Just bigger here.
What do you got there, sir?
There wasn't one Mercedes. There were five Mercedes.
So it looks like it was, as we said, Hall, Nash, Hogan, DiBiase.
Vincent was there before.
No, Vincent came after six.
And then NWO Sting was there before.
NWO Sting was before six. Yeah. And it looks like NWO Sting had a longer tenure than...
Oh, because he was huge in Japan.
NWO Sting for the Hall of Fame.
Vincent had a very long tenure, though.
He was there till the end.
Scott Norton are up there.
Scott Norton joined the same night as Big Bubba in a wild melee at the end of Nitro.
Yes.
Worst member of the NWO.
I mean, really, where do you want to go?
Go.
Horace Hogan.
You really think so?
Dusty Rhodes.
I will give Matt that because NWO members that couldn't wrestle were pointless. Other than Bischoff.
Ted DiBiase?
DiBiase.
Well, I consider DiBiase and Bischoff in the same kind of role. I mean, Rick Rude might be the exception. Because he was there, too.
Six joined on September 16th, 1996. He was injured October 13th, 1997, and he was fired in March of 98.
He had some amazing matches under the NWO banner.
He was great. He should be in there, but I'm not saying he should be excluded. I'm just saying that if you're going to induct the NWO, and it's not like Paul White's still there, he's still in the fold, the company fold.
Horace Hogan worse than VK Wall Street, worse than Scott Norton, worse than Stevie Ray.
Norton was awesome,
but part of the NWO.
Yeah, without a doubt, he didn't quite fit in the Wolfpack click mentality, but I think he was perfect there. Brian Adams, you might want to throw up in there.
Throw up.
Do you think it bothers Vince that he has to put in these WCW creations?
No.
No. Because he wouldn't do it if it
bothered him. Because he created Hogan, Hall, and Nash, and X-Pac. They were all there before they went to WCW. It has nothing to do with the WCW. It's all his guys.
I love that the NWO
is
going in.
No, you're not wrong at all.
I mean, let's be honest. Scott Steiner's not going in.
Oh, my freaks.
No, NWO Sting isn't going in.
NWO Sting's not going in.
Well, look, Ole Anderson didn't go in. Lex Luger didn't go in.
Soul Train Jones ain't going in.
Barry Horowitz might go in this year.
Oh, you see that? Oh, my God.
They're pushing again,
he's
man.
He's a fucking hand job. Get the fuck out of here.
I would love Barry Horowitz
and
to go in.
That's a former guest of this show.
You can't put in.
Friend of the show. I talked to him like a couple times, one-on-one.
You should probably kill yourself.
No, he's awesome. Barry Horowitz is an awesome guy.
Great guy.
Let's just rain on this whole like past guest parade too. Oh, Bobby Fulton.
Yo, the guy's got throat cancer.
Yeah.
That's fucking
I hope you're
awful.
Happy.
Me? What
you
did I do?
Dick.
Yeah, what did you do?
Hey, what did I do?
If these microphones are on before the show.
What did I say?
The Bobby Fulton. I can't wait to see him in cigarette commercials.
Really?
With the cane thing. He's
really?
The worst.
Really?
Can't bring him anywhere.
Really?
Yeah. The worst.
And you jump in with this, you fucking idiot?
Well, I'm only doing it for the show.
You guys are the fucking worst.
And you can't put the NWO in based on their WWF run, because that was garbage.
I'll defend that till I die.
No, but Kevin. Vince created those four.
Booker T, baby.
The platform.
Yeah. Booker T should be inducted with them.
Goldust.
No. Ric Flair.
Goldust was never an official member of the NWO.
Neither was Jeff Jarrett, right?
No, yeah, he was. 100%.
WCW, yes.
NWO 2000, baby. Come on.
Fuck
oh,
that.
God.
You have AIDS.
Can you name?
Oh, Kevin, fuck
I'll name
me.
Everyone.
Can you name?
NWO?
In. To NWO 2000.
Oh, Hall, Nash, Hogan. I mean, Hall, Nash, Brett, Jarrett, Ron and Don Harris,
oh,
Scott Steiner.
Hold on. Damn. I fucked something up.
What the fuck?
Sorry, I got a lot going on over.
I just did it.
Fucking handjob Harry over here. We can't wait
Brett,
to talk about
Brett,
Batista's dick going in the Hall
Brett,
of Fame.
Jeff
correct.
Jarrett, Hall,
correct.
Nash,
correct.
Steiner,
correct.
Ron Harris, Don
correct.
Harris, and that's it. I don't think Kurt Hedding was ever in it.
You did not mention Mark Johnson, the referee.
Oh, God. Slick Mark.
Pamela Paulshock.
Oh, come on.
She was in the NWO?
Medasia.
Oh, but she doesn't count.
She was a freak.
Eileen Buck.
She was a freak.
Major Guns.
April Hunter.
None of them count.
April.
They were, you know what they were? They were in a backstage fucking vignette.
Wait a minute.
With
April
them.
Hunter was? Come on, dude.
And Shakira.
Shakira.
They were all NWO girls. They joined in January of 2000.
They did not join. Matt. They did not. They were not NWO members.
Kevin's throwing.
I'll give you Medasia because she ended up with Scott Steiner for a while.
She was a freak.
I mean, look,
if
you know how to change things on Wikipedia, go nuts. But this is...
No.
So where it is.
Don't allow it.
Yeah, she was...
The Harris Brothers was the biggest fucking letdown. Because as soon as they started it, Scott Hall was, like, gone. And then they
because he doesn't want to be associated with Nazis.
You can't blame
No, the Nazis weren't even in the picture then.
The Harris Brothers.
The Harris Brothers.
They weren't in the picture when
you
Scott Hall was in the
as soon as they joined, Scott Hall left.
Yeah, you did say that.
I didn't say as soon as
no,
they
did.
Joined.
You said
no,
the
you
Harris brothers were the biggest disappointment. As soon as they joined, Scott Hall left.
No, Scott Hall left before that. They were
yeah,
even.
Yeah, but
in
you
the
did
picture.
Say that the way Matt.
All right,
said
that's
it.
Fine. We'll listen back and we'll figure it out.
That's why we said they don't like Nazis. We're just. I mean, nobody likes Nazis, but well, the Harris brothers. But that's neither here nor there. Back to your point.
Hell, Bret Hart may have been gone by the time they got there.
Bret Hart left on January 16th, 2000, due to an injury. Because
he was looking for his fucking brains in the front row.
Fuck you. Ron and Don joined in January 2000.
Ron and Don, on a first-name basis with these jack-offs. You know, Ron and Don joined in 2000, Kevin.
Can you name all the members of and the order of the WWE NWO?
Nope.
NWO.
I know Shawn Michaels was in. How come he's not getting inducted?
I can name them.
You have it.
Vince there. McMahon. He brought them in.
That's right.
And Hollywood Hogan.
That's right.
Kevin Nash.
Ding.
Scott Hall.
Ding.
X-Pac.
Big Shawn Michaels. Show.
When did X-Pac come in?
He came in after...
Yeah, we have so much to get to today.
He came in on March 21st, 2002.
We have so much to cover.
Because Scott Hall... Or because Hogan turned babyface.
Oh, babyface.
And so they
Hogan.
Had to...
Babyface.
And then the Big Show joined again.
Hollywood
so he's like
Hogan
the,
is a baby.
So Big Show with the NWO is like Sting
well,
with the Four Horsemen. That was so fucking loud.
Well,
I don't know why. I guess I gotta turn that down.
Then Booker T, then Shawn Michaels.
Booker T.
And then that was it.
And then the problem isn't with you. It's with Superkick. Superkick's Booker T right in the face. You're the problem.
Correct.
Why is my shit so loud?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Turn it down,
that.
Stupid.
I don't understand.
Big Show joined the NWO three times,
well.
People. Three times. Certified Hall of Famer.
And then the other inductee into the 2020 WWE Hall of Fame.
Old tripod.
Yeah?
How big is?
Old tripod.
Mr. Dave Bautista. Oh, fuck me. Jesus Christ.
You need music?
I'm just having a fucking... What is... No.
Dick, that's right.
Dick.
Steve
Dick,
Blackman?
Dick,
really?
Dick. Batista's dick. Batista's dick.
Most underrated theme song of all time, by the way. I want to throw that out there. Tell me how good this song is.
It's good. Fits the character very well.
I walk the mile inside this pit of
hell yeah!
Oh, God.
How do we feel about this? We're good with it. I don't care either way.
He deserves it. I love this time of year because we have the conversations every year. He deserves it.
Here's my problem.
Oh, here we go.
It's all fucking paint by numbers with them. They're going to induct a... them. The NWO, right?
They did
DX last year, right? And Batista is like the headline guy, right?
I think the NWO is. That's tough. That's also.
Well, Batista's Hollywood.
He's Hollywood, so he's gonna do, you know, all the.
He's gonna have like Chris Pratt inducted.
Ah, Batista's Hollywood, and they're also inducting Hollywood Hogan,
brother.
Ah.
Yeah, Hogan would be lucky if any of his movies did a third of what Guardians of the Galaxy did.
Mr. Nanny was tremendous.
And then they'll
Batista's
do
Batista's last movie ate shit hard.
Which one?
He played a cop. He was like watching
the Uber driver Stuber.
Oh, I thought that was good.
Wait, Uber Scoober? What did
Stuber,
you
Stuber?
Right?
I thought that did well.
No, it did terribly. Stuber, I'm gonna Rotten Tomatoes that shit. You guys
right,
talk
you
about
do that.
Yourself.
So then they're gonna do a tag team, right?
Right.
They're gonna do a woman.
Who's your woman?
I don't fucking care.
Who's
Jacqueline?
My woman?
Rhiannon.
Is she in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, well, that
Jacqueline?
End.
I think Jackie's
Jack,
in, right?
Jackie's in.
Oh.
China.
No.
She's in? She's in with DX.
They're put her in separately.
Three two-time Hall of Famers in one show?
Gives a shit.
I know you don't, but
there's
for,
not
the,
a, it's not
for
like
the sake of the conversation.
It's not like there's a real Hall of Fame I can go to and see like her plaques.
You know who goes in?
Who?
Victoria.
Great. Good fucking high five. She's the one with the jerk-off video, right? Where she's blowing the guy.
Who's this?
No, that's...
Paige? That's Victoria. Lisa Marie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a jerk-off video.
Oh, she's got a jerk-off video? I didn't know that.
She jerks off in the
But
video.
I will watch it tonight.
She's getting hit from behind, and then he turns her around, and she's
oh. That's the way to do it, man. She's a good egg.
All right. That's good to know.
And then there's going to be a celebrity.
Ooh, who's the celebrity?
Who gives a shit? Fucking Maria Menounos.
Nope.
Is Pee Wee Herman in the Hall of Fame yet?
Jack,
Meowth,
I knew you were going to say it. Hugh Jackman.
What?
Why?
Because he punched Dolph Ziggler in the face.
No, that was, what's his name?
Hugh Jackman.
The wrestler.
Hugh Jackman.
You're thinking of Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, why isn't
but
Mickey
Hugh
Rourke?
Hugh Jackman did it last.
Oh, well, whatever.
Whatever.
Didn't
exactly.
Mickey Rourke punch Roddy Piper in the face?
I thought he punched Chris Jericho.
Yes, that's what it was. Yeah. Yeah.
Look, it's great. Whatever. I don't know. Batista, put Batista in. Go ahead. Who cares?
No, he deserves it.
Sure.
It's just, the timing is weird when you announce the NWO and then.
Because tickets go on sale Friday. And they've already released the collection and the Evolve lineup for the WrestleMania weekend.
You are wise, sir.
I'm not wise. I wouldn't go that far.
All right, here. So they don't give the box office, which I'm really fucking pissed off about, but critics gave it 42%.
What is that? What does that mean?
Stuber. Critics overall got a 42% not fresh.
That's good,
right? On the tomatometer. That's terrible. However, the audience score was a 79%. So it's like really fucking askew.
Is Rotten Tomatoes like the Dave Meltzer of movies?
No, Rotten Tomatoes is pretty fucking accurate because it pulls together ratings from across the spectrum of like critics as well as like fan reviews. So it's pretty accurate.
It grossed $22.3 million in the U.S. and Canada, $9.8 million in other territories for a worldwide total of $32.2 million.
That's pretty good.
Sounds pretty fucking good to me.
Yeah. What did it cost to make it?
That's probably not a lot. It's a fucking movie about driving around in a car.
What did it cost to make it? What did it cost
to promote
it? The
film was projected to go... Da, 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 the film 3.1... Didn't say how much. It grossed $22.3 million.
Okay.
I bet it cost $2 million to make, if that.
Stuber.
If that. I know nothing about movies, but I know it doesn't cost $22 million to make a movie with Batista as an Uber driver.
You don't know that. Maybe he's a diva.
Maybe he's a... Damn it.
Maybe he needs two airline tickets, one for him and one for his big dick.
Well, Dana Brooke will be sitting on it, so we're good there.
Fuck, he could smuggle it in.
Dana Dick.
We cover that.
Her butt cheeks must be fucking all greased up with Batista grease.
Oh my god. Bagrista.
She got a butter gutter.
I have walked for miles inside this pit of dick.
AEW edged out. Edged.
You think you know him?
You think
god
you know me?
Damn.
God damn. Woo.
Get fucking Facebook invites from Barry Horowitz in the middle of a fucking show.
AEW edged out Batista's dick.
Yes.
AEW edged out NXT last week, 851,000 to 845,000.
Loved AEW. Joey Janela in the Mox, man.
Did you
baby?
Really just get an invite from Barry Horowitz? Yeah. Please accept it. Tell him to call in.
Oh. Let's do that.
No, let's not do that because Vincent's calling in.
Oh, my God. Vincent shortly. Would love to talk to future Hall of Famer Barry Horowitz.
The seventh member of the NWO will be calling in shortly.
Call Barry. Ask him if he wants to interview Vincent. Be like, hey, Vincent, I saw you in the NWO.
AEW, Wednesday night.
Great. Oh, baby.
Let's talk about it.
It was great.
I'm guessing you didn't watch AEW.
I watched it.
I watched AEW.
Oh, him.
I watched it.
All right.
It was great. The fucking man and meanly manly with the knife and the butcher.
Karma?
No. Hey, guys, where's my baby?
The blade and the butcher?
Yeah. So we got to lose that,
the
by
butcher,
the
baker, and the candlestick maker? Yes, I love that shit.
That was 2 weeks ago.
That was last week. They recapped it yesterday. Or Friday, Wednesday, whenever it was on.
Okay.
See, I'm up on this stuff.
Yeah, they didn't have their first match yet, though. Their first match is going to be against
this week.
Cody and QT Marshall.
They didn't make the top five yet then.
Do you want the rankings?
Yes, please. I love the rankings.
Who's number one? Jungle Boy?
Jungle Girl and
Jungle Boy is not number one.
I know, but he's still getting a title match.
It's a non-title match.
Yeah, take it easy there.
I thought it was a title match.
It's a non-title match.
Take it easy there, Gringo.
They must have changed it because in the promo they made it a title match.
It's a non-title match.
I know. Yeah, all right.
Bubbly butt, bubbly, bubbly butt. Bub.
All right, John Moxley is still your number one contender.
This fucking guy is still number one.
He is still number
one. Has he had a sanctioned match lately?
He's 4-0-1.
Oh,
and
yes.
I thought the way they ended the show last week was fucking cool.
I agree.
Beautiful.
With all due respect to Joey and
Joey.
Moxley.
Yes.
I felt like
the stare down at the end.
The stare down at the end with Moxley and Jericho was awesome. But I felt like the match, because they were restricted by TV time, I feel like a lot of stuff was rushed.
Leo rushed.
And I don't think it was as good as their Fighter Fest match.
But this was a sanctioned match.
I understand. Oh. I understand. But I felt like because of the time constraints, they had to rush through a lot of stuff and it didn't look as crisp as their Fighter Fest match did. Kenny Omega sits at number 2 at 5-2. Pac, 4-2-1.
The bastard.
Cody, 4-1-1.
But it doesn't matter because he can never challenge
for
the championship again.
Yeah, why is he
even
in the top five? It's ridiculous.
That's a good point.
And then MJF cracks the top five.
Cracks.
At 2-1 after his ring win.
Because he's the diamond doll.
In the women.
Diamonds are forever.
In the women, Sheeta is still 3-2. She's number one.
Cheetah.
But Chris Statlander,
Oh, baby.
She cracked the top five because she beat the number one ranked woman.
And she is now officially signed to
her
AEW.
Big Swole.
Swole, baby, Swole.
Tony's girl, Nyla Rose, she's number 2 at 3-3, but she's been suspended for the year. She's out. Freddie Mercury is at 3. She's 1-1. And then Britt Baker is 3-2.
Wait, who's Freddie Mercury?
The Emu Sakura.
Liberty Mutual Emu.
Liberty.
And then your tag teams, Proud and Powerful is number 1.
Yeah. Baby.
The Bucks are number 2.
Yeah.
Best Friends have jumped to 3.
Yeah.
Lucha Bros at 4. Private Party at 5. So those are your rankings going into this Wednesday night. Where we have Big Swole's taking on Emi.
Eat me?
I have a small dick.
Emi
Sakura.
Wolf.
Yeah. The Bucks are taking on the Proud and Powerful.
Wolf.
Yeah.
And Cody Rhodes and QT Marshall are taking on the Butcher and the Blade.
Wolf.
Yeah.
It is QT Marshall, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then why do they keep calling him QT Marshall?
Maybe that's just the way he wants it said.
You get it?
My soundboard died.
Good, thank God.
And
this will be the last AEW Dynamite show of the year. Until the January 1st show.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
Well, because... No, the 18th, I'm sorry.
Oh, my.
The 18th will be the last one.
And then the first, not the first two, but the first, like, three, you're going to be either in Florida and on the boat.
Well, the first one is in, January 1st is in Jacksonville, and then I think the 2 weeks after that are on the boat.
Yes. Yeah. On the boat. And I think it's actually a Tuesday show, if I'm not mistaken.
This Tuesday in Tallahassee.
This Tuesday in AEW.
On a boat. Tuesday on a boat.
On the boat.
Tony, do we want to take a break before Vinny calls?
You know, you didn't let me set it up, sir.
I'm looking at the clock. I need another drink. I got to take a piss.
Oh, now you got to take a piss. So I guess you want to take a break.
Yeah, because you're not sitting on my fucking lap.
Really?
Really?
Well, yeah.
You should have broke out the other laptop.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Say some disparaging things about Nyla Rose while you're on the air. You fucking bigot.
You fat.
You're racist.
Stop pressing buttons. People,
I didn't press any buttons.
You're a fucking liar. Vinny Marcellia, he's coming back. He had a fight with Matt Taven. He's going to talk about it. They're going to fight at Final Battle. We got some other Ring of Honor shit going on.
Bobby Fulton from the Fantastic.
We got picks for Into the Fire, but Kevin, as we always say.
Bobby Fulton here, back after this.
We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at Inconclusive Pod or Facebook.com/Inconclusive Breakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-host Cal and I every week as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and music on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on rantemradio.com, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury, where the 80s and 90s return from the dead on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Dun, 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 dun. We've got an echo, and it's driving me bananas. Dun, dun, dun.
How do I fix this? I don't even know how to fix it anymore.
I don't know. Now is not the time, though, because Vincent's calling in about 3 minutes. We want to take a minute.
A minute.
Those hot that support minute. Us at the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. If you enjoy what we're doing, you enjoy this interview, you enjoy this show, head over to our Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. For as little as $1 a month, you can support the show. And with that dollar, we will mention your name every week on the show. As you go up in tiers, you get more perks, watch-alongs, codes for our Pro Wrestling Tee store where you save 10%, boxes of wizardry every 3 months full of t-shirts, DVDs, all sorts of wrestling swag.
Any kind of shit we could fit in a box.
Yeah, as long as it fits, we ship it. We're like the fucking post office. So head over.
We're like Dana Brooke's shit locker.
Oh my God, we don't have time for your fucking commentary right now.
Well, come on, dude. What are you doing?
Well, I don't need you to talk over the fucking commercial.
He's so angry. Hurry up. He's
fucking patreon.com/wizardspodcast. Do it. Take your fucking dollar, right? Don't send us a Twitter message. Say, oh, I like the show. Put your fucking alligator arms in your pocket. Take out your credit card. Put in a fucking credit card number.
You're the fucking
worst. For a dollar.
We got 2 minutes.
You're going to support the Shining Wizards.
Just like these people. The Queen of the Wizards, Kathy Hummer. The King of the Wizards, Manny Kratzo, Croctaville. The Smoke Show, Cindy Ardone. The AOP of the SWP, Dan and Anthony Russinello. Mike Martinelli. Dark Helm and Ryan Arthur. The Sean Toe and Sean Kaleo. Brett Simonello. What do you hear? What do you say? Kate the Great Hensler. Matt Garifo. No relation.
None.
Matt Mellinger. Kenny Horsey, the Scotch Drink More at his show. Brand new patron, Corinne Jansen, the metal chick. And of course, William Mercier Jr.
Lives are gonna be in William Mercier's hands. You know what I mean?
$1 gets you on the board. More dollars get you more goodies, including a brand new watch along that I added this past week.
Oof, aloof.
I watched the Tito Santana Greg Valentine feud.
Oh,
from its beginning to its conclusion.
Wow.
Wait, the whole feud?
No, just the beginning and the conclusion. But my commentary fills in the gaps.
Oh, that ought to be a fucking humdinger.
So wait, are we going all the way back to like 83, 85? 85.
Oh, yeah, man. God. I don't fuck around. 84, 85, actually. All right. Feud that involved not only Jimmy Hart, but Greg Valentine's original manager, Captain Lou.
Captain Lou, Captain Lou Albano. I'm the man of a thousand faces.
Follow will be going places. I'm gonna be your guiding light.
What is happening?
Captain Lou Albano.
Can we play that other song later when the captain died?
Yes.
Can we please play that to close the show?
What just happened? It was amazing.
You don't know this song?
No, I don't.
When Captain died.
I didn't even know Captain Lou Albano was Greg Valentine's manager.
Yeah, at that point, yeah.
In WWE?
Oh, yes, indeedy. You need to listen to the Patreon show.
Yeah, well, we'll figure that out later.
Wow. Kevin's no-selling me on the
Patreon.
You
just click the link when Tony sends it to us.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's on the Patreon page, patreon.wizardspodcast.com.
I'm technologically inept.
No, this is not the Captain Lou version, though.
Oh, is this Cindy Lauper?
No, Captain Lou actually sang it.
Yeah, what was that? It sounded like a Christmas song.
Hey! Captain! You go!
Let me get to the fucking words.
What is this? Who is that?
It's from the wrestling album. It's Captain Lou. It's called The History of Music.
The wrestling album or the pile driver?
No,
the wrestling album.
The very first one. Please, Vinny Paulin.
I'm a terrible wrestling fan. I don't know this song.
This is before you were born.
Yeah, but I still should know it.
Well, no, you were probably born at this point.
I was 2 years old.
I was 11. Matt's dancing. I love it.
This is what we do.
See, this should be some
I'm
Facebook fun.
I'm gonna be your guiding light. Captain Lou Albano.
And the little breakdown so you could do a little dance.
He's not wrong. He managed over 20 tag team champions.
He's the guiding light. That's what they call them.
And I've got teeth like Rin Tin Tin. Captain Lou Albano.
Hold on. I'm here. Who's screaming in the background?
George the Animal Steel.
Is he singing the song or is that Captain Lou singing the song?
Captain Lou.
I love the piano breakdown.
This is a great album.
I love this album. I used to make my aunt, when I used to go visit her, I used to make her play this in the car all fucking day.
I'm going to have a fun day with Alexa tonight. Alexa, play Captain Lou Albano.
Eat your heart out, Rick Springfield.
Oh, that, yeah, that I know.
Don't go messing with a country boy.
I remember when we used to go to house shows, the video that was always play would be, oh my God, not the one where they were doing the construction, but it would be... God, it had the Strike Force riding in the car.
Girls in cars.
Yeah.
Robbie Dupree.
Yeah.
That's a fucking great song, too.
Girls in Cars.
It would always, and there was another one, too, that would always play in the little, now they have these monster screens. They didn't always have those. It was just that big thing dangling in the middle, and you'd have the
Jive Soul Bro.
Yeah, Jive Soul Bro would play.
Amazing video. Amazing song. Shit, they would never get away
There's another one, too, that I can't think of. It was definitely the Girls in Cars, but there's another,
Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo was on there.
That's it.
That's Rick Derringer and Mean Gene doing that one. That's a great song. Mean Gene is
I'm talking like in like 90, 89, 90, they would still have it playing.
Mean Gene is a singer. He was a singer long before he got into wrestling. He's had albums.
Well, he sang the national anthem at WrestleMania 1.
Not really well, but yeah, he did.
Wow, really?
I mean, you want to say he's a singer. I was just trying to...
No, but that was on top of your... But he's had albums released. As a matter of fact, a friend of the show, Dave Powers, got him to autograph his album.
Your friend of the show.
Well, he's not your friend anymore?
I don't fucking know.
I haven't talked to him in months or years.
My friend.
He's too fucking cool for me.
Ooh.
I still consider him a friend, but...
Matt doesn't.
I ain't got time for shit like that. You want to be my friend? Be my friend.
Wow.
Fucking disappear off the face of the earth? I ain't got time for you.
Vinny Marcelli is calling in a few minutes.
No! Vincent, you dumb mother...
Then why'd you call him Vincent Marcellia before?
Because that's what I was used to calling him.
I've a fucking first name Matt over here. Holy shit.
Corporate.
It's my first name.
What promotion are you corporate for?
Oh, he's Ring of Honor. All the way.
I'm New Japan.
No, that's true. Ring of Honor.
No.
That's true. He's the American liaison to New Japan.
I got a shitload of New Japan news to talk about after we talk to Vincent.
Oh, great. I can't wait.
And we still got to make our NWA picks and our Ring of Honor picks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we go. Oh, I don't want to make picks. And we got to make our TLC picks this weekend.
That offer still stands, man. I'll trade you all my records for...
I can't give that up for a measly five match lead.
Listen, but... All right, how about this? How about I sweeten the pot?
Oh.
How about... I trade you.
I have to agree to this, just so you guys know.
Of course, obviously. My record for the LJN ring in the cage, and I will also do. I won't object to whatever penalty you have for me if you win. Like, no.
I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
Well, I've been thinking about this.
You want a butt?
If I win, what? I think I want both of you to wear like a sandwich board that said, I suck at my wrestling picks, and I want you guys to stand outside of like Madison Square Garden before a WWE show.
The day after Christmas?
That's terrible.
Why? Well, you suck at them, so.
That's terrible.
Can we wear like sweatshirts and stuff underneath?
Yeah, you don't have to be naked underneath. That's... I'm not looking to see your fucking ding-dongs, boys.
Might be funnier, but I'm not going to do it.
Not going to do it?
I'm not going to make you...
That was like Dana Carvey.
When I win, I'm not going to make you do something.
First of all, you're not going to win.
Okay, when I win...
You guys are both talking so much shit.
Oh, I don't mind. Because I'm going to win.
I want it to be something funny, but I don't want it to be something where you could possibly harm yourself.
Right.
Like, you know...
Tony I don't want to do... I can't do the beans...
Oh, you want me to get the beans? No, I get the beans
I
now.
I can't, dude. Every time I'm here, you're making me sick with the jerky wasn't bad. The chocolate fucked me up.
The chocolate was rough.
I can't do the beans, bro.
I still got fucking 9 pieces of chocolate in the
fridge.
What
if it's sexual chocolate?
Ooh. Hey, what if you put the chocolate in your butthole like we made an enema out of it?
Why?
Just for shits and giggles.
Who's
literally
no.
shits?
Yeah, it's kind of silly.
Why do you always have to go there?
Yeah, because
it's fun.
What is fun about another man's butt?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a good point. It's a great point.
Really? A lot of people consider it a playground of the gods.
Ask Brian Knobs, I guess.
I am not one of those guys.
Well, his fucking butthole's an amusement park.
Do you think he has, like, tampons up there to prevent?
No, he fucking puts in a muffler.
What's a muffler? Oh, the Dusty Rhodes muffler.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
My muffler fell out, Daddy.
What is that, like a sock with a... empty White Claw can?
He would probably, yeah.
You would never touch another man's butthole.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
What makes you? Oh, hey, I got the invite from Barry Horowitz as well.
Oh, great.
I got 2 invites. Look at that.
Wow.
Back to back and a belly to belly. Holy shit.
Good. I'm glad you're on your phone checking your fucking Facebook invites.
Oh, go fuck your hand, dude. You were the first one going, I'm sorry, folks. I just got a text from the great Barry Horowitz.
I didn't get a text. I got a notification.
Whatever. I didn't get a notification from him.
Because you suck a dick.
Well, Ring of Honor's final battle is this weekend, taking place in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes,
my old stomping grounds.
Oh, you want to do picks while we're waiting?
I just sent him a message, so hopefully, if we can bang through a couple of these, maybe.
Ooh, should I get music? Yeah, let me get just a little bit of
everything
music.
Up, so the minute you do, he calls, because that's usually how it works.
Well, here we go.
Definitely going to happen.
It's time for the Shining Wizards pay-per-view picks extravaganzas. Super fast lightning round. For, I don't even know what show we're doing.
Ring of Honor Final Battle.
Ring of Honor Final Battle, Friday, December 13th at the UMEC Center in Baltimore, Maryland. Holy fuck, there's a lot of matches.
There's 10.
Dalton Castle and Joe Hendry take on Silas Young and Josh Woods.
Fucking Christ.
Always bet against Silas Young. I'm taking Dalton Castle and Joe Hendry.
I'm going the opposite. I'm going
you're
Silas
a fucking
Young.
Loser. Silas Young never
Jesus,
wins on pay-per-view.
That was so
dude.
Fucking mean.
He never wins on pay-per-view.
I'm also taking Dalton Castle and Joe Hendry.
Ah, you know what? They're a good team.
A feud 45 years in the making. Rhett Titus versus Kenny King.
I will go Kenny King.
I'm taking Kenny King, too.
I am also taking Kenny King.
Sorry, Rhett Titus.
Love you, Rhett, but I love Kenny more. I'm not going to lie to you. Big Kenny guy.
Angelina Love versus Maria Manic. Teddy Hart's girl that's not dead or missing.
Allegedly.
I'm going Angelina Love. She's a former world champion. They're going to keep her strong, especially with the Kelly Klein title situation.
I don't know.
And she's got the allure
of
people.
I don't know if the Teddy Hart thing's going to have any influx on this. Probably not, but I will go Manic.
I'm also going Maria. This is the first time you're going to see her in a Ring of Honor ring. They've been building her up super strong the last several months, so to have her come in and lose to Angelina Love, I just don't think it's happening.
Well, then how do you handle this match? Hula Hula, the pineapple guy against Danny Moff.
I like Danny Moff for the win. I think they've put themselves in a weird position with Rush at the champion.
Rush.
And I think that title needs to come off him as fast as possible.
I gotta go with our guy, Danny Moff.
So you guys are both fucking wrong. Hula Hula, the pineapple guy, wins, but Dan Moff earns his respect, and it leads into the aftermath the next night where they team up together.
I think it's the opposite.
Nope, you're wrong.
When was the last time Hula Hula won a match?
He's gonna win Friday.
Not against a new guy.
Villain maybe. Enterprises, Marty Scurll and
Flip
versus Bandido and Flamita.
I'll go with the villains.
Matt?
I'm going Bandido and Flamita, this is where you see Marty Scurll get kicked out of Villain Enterprises.
Yeah, I think I'm going with Matt. I'm going Bandido, Flamita.
Can I switch? I'm switching.
Wow.
No, only because I thought of it as he was saying it. I'm going with Flamito and Dorito.
Flamito, all right. Dorito.
TV Championship, Shane Taylor, One Punch Shane against Ryu Lee.
I'll go with Shane Taylor.
Yeah, I like Shane Taylor.
I'm going new champion.
You're fucking crazy.
Look at you.
I'm not.
Matt Taven against tonight's guest, Vincent,
who's calling soon. And Vincent.
I mean, what's the point of the turn if Vincent doesn't?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Kevin's logic on that one.
I'm gonna go with
the tempted to go with Taven, but
so
I think
am
it's
too because
it's too early to give Taven that match if this is gonna be a feud.
Don't we always say it's the babyface has to feel defeat at some point before he comes back and avenges?
Yeah, I think so.
I am gonna go. Are you using a pencil?
Yeah. Come on, we don't have time. Fucking
okay.
Vincent's
all right, Vinny Mercer. I'm going with Vincent.
All right, so we're all going Vincent.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Mark Haskins versus Bully Ray.
Match I don't give a shit about.
I'll do third pick on this one.
I'm going Haskins. I think this is Bully Ray's position now. He picks a young guy. He has a feud with him. It lasts all year. They have a street fight. That person wins. And
yeah, Bully Ray's kind of turned into the new Silas Young. Like, he's there to make guys look good and put him over. I'm going with Haskins.
Silas Young is still there.
But Silas Young loses all the time. He doesn't win on pay-per-view.
I'm going Bully Ray.
All right, well, there you go. Kevin's a fucking loser.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Wow.
Tag Team Championship, John Lethal and John Gresham against the Briscoes.
Yeah, I don't know why I said it like
Ja
that.
Ja Rule and Jay Lethal?
Holla, holla.
Holla,
what you really want?
You know what? Lethal and Gresham
That's
aren't
DMX.
Getting along. I'm going Lethal and Gresham. I think that these fucking two idiots get their heads together enough to win the titles.
I'm going Briscoes.
Matt?
I'm also going Lethal and Gresham,
ho,
I think.
Ho, ho.
Oh, no!
You want to change your mind, Kevin?
Well, we didn't make a deal. No, I'm not changing my mind on that. I'm going Briscoes.
And for the World Championship, Roosh defends against a crazy motherfucker from Canada, PC. Oh, my God.
I'm not going first on this.
Yeah. Hmm.
You know what? I will.
Is this Roosh's first? Is his second title defense? Isn't it?
I'm taking Roosh.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Same. I like the story and everything.
I don't think they're crazy enough to put it on PCO.
I just don't think. I don't know, man.
Would it be that crazy to put it on PCO?
How many matches did we all pick the same?
Not many.
Just out of curiosity.
Maybe one, like five. Two.
Two?
Three.
Really?
Three.
Whoa.
Three matches we all picked the same.
That could be a big swing. Ten.
Whoa. Oh, Tony's going to be in the fucking toilet after this one.
Look, it's...
You probably won't be.
It's a weird...
I probably will.
They're in a weird place. I don't think... PCO is such a gamble. If you've watched a lot of PCO matches, he's very reckless and takes a lot of crazy bumps.
But he's better. He's better just being in that crazy reckless spot. He doesn't need a title.
Right.
I think it's going to be a good match. I don't think he needs the title.
I don't know.
And you just put it on Roosh, dude. Look at how much time they gave Matt Taven to work. You mean that they're going to fucking hotshot it off of Roosh already?
And doesn't Roosh have a little bit of pull there? Because wasn't he trying to get his dad there?
Yeah, and Roosh lost his job with CMLL over this championship. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, I don't think they fucking pull it off him. I think they're going to let him run with it for a bit.
All right, so we only have three different...
No, we only
three,
have...
Three of the same.
Three of the same.
Three of the same. So
yeah,
because
you guys all took Moff. I took Hula Hula.
I got to go Moff. I cannot take Moff.
I wanted to take him too, but I don't think Jeff Cobb's losing.
I understand. It's just, I don't know. I feel like a, I don't know, weird if I didn't take him off.
Well, and you guys both took Maria Manic or no?
I took Manic, yes.
And you took Manic as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm getting double fucked.
And and you took Dalton Castle, and Kevin took Silas and Young.
Which was probably my...
We all took Kenny King?
That's probably my silly mistake.
Yes.
We all took Shane Taylor? No, you took Ryan Lee.
You didn't take Shane Taylor.
I took Shane Taylor.
Oh,
you
I took didn't. Dragon Lee.
Yeah. No, Ryu Lee, right?
Dragon Lee, same guy, bro.
Whatever.
Not whatever.
Bandito and Flamita.
That's, yeah.
Flamito and Dorito.
Yes. Despacito Burrito.
Cool. Yo, that's some cool ranch.
Yes, it is. Why are you watching that Lizzo lady?
I'm not. It just came up on the...
Yo, she is gross.
Yeah, that's why Rikishi was trending today.
Why was Rikishi trending?
This big girl Lizzo.
What in the fuck's sake of all that
is
unholy?
She went to a basketball game and she
wore nothing like on her ass.
Is she a wrestler?
No,
she looks like
she's like a singer.
Lizzo.
She's fucking gross. She's the one that had the big ass on her fucking performance on one of them award shows that everybody fucking lost their shit over. Yeah, she's fucking gross, dude.
You want to do NWA Into the Fire while we're waiting for
Into the Fire!
I definitely want to do it.
Let's fucking do this.
I don't know what the story is.
It's time for the Shining Wizards pay-per-view pick extravaganza part two!
Oh.
Into the Fire! The GBP, whatever Atlanta GA studio thing on December 14th!
Man, we got a hell of a weekend this weekend.
The question mark takes on Trevor Murdoch.
I'll go question mark.
I'm going question mark. The power of karate is going to win. It'd be crazy not to give him a fucking win over Trevor
Murdoch. I'm also
Murdoch.
Taking the old question mark.
So good. So
Allison Kay and Ashley Vox take on Melina Thunderosa and or Marty Bell. And who knows who the fuck is teaming up yet? We don't know, but it's probably not going to be Melina.
I'll take Kay and Vox.
Nope, I'm going Thunderosa, Marty Bell. They need a fucking win, especially because the champ's not defending the title.
Same.
Let me see. The Rock and Roll Express defend the tag belts against the wild cards of Latimer and Isaacs. I got their names right this week.
I say title change.
Yep, wild cards. I agree with Kevin.
I'm with you guys on that.
Colt Boom Boom Cabana defends the National Heavyweight Championship against Aaron Stevens and Starks, whatever the fuck his name was. I forgot his
Ricky
name.
Starks.
Ricky Starks in a triple threat match.
Oof. I'm going...
This is the hardest.
I'm going Ricky Starks.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of think the same. I'm going Ricky Starks.
I'm going new champ, but I'm going Aaron Stevens.
He's a great character.
I know, and I think him holding gold would be a fucking funny thing for a couple of weeks.
Speaking of gold, Nick Aldis defends the world's heavyweight championship.
You're really going to end with fucking Eli Drake, Ken Anderson?
Oh, fuck, I forgot about them. Go ahead.
Eli Drake against Ken Anderson. I completely fucking whiffed on that match. I'm going Eli Drake.
I am too.
As am I, dummy.
Yeah. Eli. Sorry about that. I completely didn't have that in my fucking notes.
It's okay.
2 out of 3 falls for the World's Heavyweight Championship. Take 2. Nick Aldis defends against James Storm. Nick Aldis has Tim Storm as his man, as his referee choice. James Storm takes Brian Hebner. 3rd falls a coin flip. Who you got?
I'm thinking Nick Aldis. I think they want to keep Nick Aldis strong, especially going into season 2 of NWA Power.
I'm going title change. I'm
really
going James Storm.
All right.
I think NWA, as great as it is, it's my favorite show to watch. I think they need to do something to make championships change, right?
I understand.
So I'm going James
Storm.
That's
why the wild cards are going to win.
I am with Kevin. I think Tim Storm costs Nick Aldis the 2nd and the 3rd fall.
Ooh, look at this guy.
You're out of your mind. I think Aldis maybe wins the 2nd fall with Storm, and then Storm costs him the 3rd fall. What about Camille? What about Camille?
What did James Storm say to her?
Camille's the hottest chick in wrestling,
by the way.
What did
she say to...
Yeah, what did she say
to James
Storm?
She
said, you're fucking losing because you're a fucking loser.
Camille's the hottest chick in wrestling.
So I'm going Nick Aldis and Aaron Stevens, and then you guys pretty much called the rest of... No, you guys took...
Kevin took Ricky Starks.
Did you guys take the...
I might regret that one.
Did you take the Melina team?
Yes, I did.
I did too.
You went Allison yep. Kay. Ugh. Yeah, I don't know. I think the champ has to lose, dude. I think she's got to lose
that. Such disgust with that. Look, ugh.
Whatever. And then...
what it is.
Under the radar disgust.
We'll make our TLC picks later during the week.
Chasing waterfalls.
Joining us now on the Shining Wizards hotline, he said, fuck all y'all, and destroyed the kingdom, and he's going to set out to destroy Matt Taven this Friday night on pay-per-view and ROH TV.
Final battle.
There you go.
Vincent joins us, the king of the horror creatures.
Woo! Oh, yeah, man, it's me. It's me, and there is no more kingdom. You're absolutely right. What's going on, my crew?
Not much. How are you?
I'm all right, man.
We love that you're on here because you've come into the echelon of, again, 2 weeks in a row of two-time
guests.
Yeah,
I'm a little late, so excuse me for that. I'm a little late. You know, I was throwing a couple of bodies in my trunk, so I had to, you know, get to the nearest phone right after, so I apologize.
Yeah, if the police asks, you're just taking out the garbage. That's it.
Right, that's exactly what yep.
That's it.
This is a weird question to ask you, since you mentioned you're putting bodies in the trunk. I am infatuated with murder. do you have a favorite, this is fucked up to say, you have a favorite murderer?
Murderer. Man, I don't have a favorite murderer, no. I mean, I'm very heavily into the recent, the crime shows. They have a ton of crime shows, and me and my wife actually sit there for quite some time and just watch all of them. But you guys check out that new Mindhunter that just came out. It's pretty awesome. I don't know if you guys are able to see it, though.
I have not
but
seen
the guy that plays
2.
Charles Manson is, like, spot on. I thought it was a pretty incredible job. But I don't really have this a favorite murderer. If we're going to go favorite murderer out of a film, I can give you that. It's probably Otis Driftwood from, like, Devil's Rejects. I think he's quite hilarious at the same time of killing people. But Otis Driftwood is probably my favorite murderer in, like, film. But I don't really have, like, necessarily a favorite murderer, you know, like a John Wayne Gacy or any of those guys. But I find that crime stuff very interesting. I get into some serious rabbit holes on YouTube and whatever shows are out.
Maybe favorite was the wrong word. maybe like most in, like I'm in, like I watch, me and my wife watch all the shows. I have mugshot.
We watch a lot of the Charlie Manson documentaries. So I guess like the documentaries of the Manson family would probably be one that we're like heavily into.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I have these coasters at home and they're all everybody's mugshots. So I make,
So I got a button down dress shirt with everybody's mugshots on it. It's pretty interesting.
That's fantastic.
That's actually going to be my final battle dress up attire. So,
ooh, breaking news!
I like it.
Do you?
I'm gonna go in there looking sharp.
If it goes your way, will you be adding your mugshot? Because the way it's going, I mean, this is not going to be like, you know, there's no going to be no code of honor. You guys aren't going to be like buddy buddy. I mean, this is like 13 years of friendship.
I hate that, David. We've been friends for over a decade now, and you know, it's gotten to a point where I've gotten pretty frustrated. My whole entire career consisted of him being a step ahead of me the entire time. And you know, when Burke came in, you know, it was the Kingdom, but then it slowly turned into Matt Taven and the Kingdom. So, you know, I had to do something about it. And what I did to Matt Taven is I put myself ahead of Matt Taven. Now the spotlight's mine. And after Final Battle, you know, he claims to be the most powerful man in Ring of Honor. But, you know, after Final Battle, I'm going to be the most powerful man. And there isn't going to be a Matt Taven. There already is no Kingdom. What are these fans? Whether these fans want to believe it or not, the Kingdom does not exist. The Kingdom consisted of myself, TK Orion, and Matt Taven. And now the Kingdom does not exist.
And that's
it's only me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we got it, buddy. But actually, do me a favor and actually talk about like the evolution of how Vinny Marsaglia became, you know, a Ring of Honor star. And now is in this position where probably one of the most pushed programs in the company. Like, how does that make you feel coming up from where you did, what you did, and how that makes you feel now?
You know, there's no doubt about it that the Kingdom was one of, if not the most powerful faction in Ring of Honor's history. You can go all the way back to when it was Matt Taven, Mike Bennett, and Maria Kanellis at the time, and, you know, Adam Cole venturing, Matt Hardy. Then kind of evolved into myself and TK and Matt Taven division. And, you know, we became the first ever Ring of Honor six-man tag team champions. And then, you know, two times over that. And then once TK got injured, it really kind of had the Kingdom had taken a hard left right there. And actually, my whole entire wrestling career, I'd never seen something that drastic happen in front of my eyes, you know. And you know, it was gruesome. It was crazy. It kind of drove me into this weird, you know, dark place for a bit when it happened, just because of being there and all the outcome afterwards and what was happening to us. And just kind of, so during that time, I really kind of, you know, focused on myself for that time being, because the Kingdom, you know, nobody knew what was going to happen. We didn't even know what was going to happen on TK. We didn't know what direction we were headed in. Then, you know, we got the group back together and won the tag team title, got to that. And then, you know, I just started to kind of focus a lot on me. And then I realized that, you know, Matt Taven headed in for the Ring of Honor world title. You know, something had to be done after that. Like, I can't stay in the shadows of Matt Taven any longer. So I had to make a decision. And if I was going to make an impact at any time, I feel like it was going to be someone of his stature who was, you know, just recently the Ring of Honor world champion. So a decision was made. And now, you know, like I said, now I'm putting myself ahead of Matt Taven in a final battle. We'll see the outcome. We'll see who the better guy is.
Do you think that you and TK get enough credit for helping Matt retain that title for his whole reign? Because there was a lot of matches and a lot of situations where Matt was essentially down and out, and then the balloons came out from under the ring, and you guys intervened and kind of saved his ass.
Yeah, so no, not from him, you know? Maybe from other people, but not enough from him, so... That kind of pushed me further to make the decision that I had to make. You know, it's one thing to be in there in someone's corner, you know, and have a, but it's another just shoving your buddy underneath the ring and just expecting him to pop out whenever you say so to get the job done that you want to get done. You know, but times have changed, my friend. So,
do you have any respect in your heart for Matt Taven still?
I respect him as a professional. I think he's fantastic, and I do think he's a star. I do think Matt Taven's a star, but I'm going to prove to everybody that I'm the better star. I'm a bigger star than Matt Taven. I just never had the opportunity to show that. And now at his expense is when everybody's going to see that Vincent's the leader. Vincent's the true king in Ring of Honor.
I know you're in the middle of this heated feud with him, and obviously final battle is going to be a big deal. But what would you say to fans that have kind of criticized his title reign? Because, I mean, let's call a spade, there have been critics of him as Ring of Honor champion. What would you say to them, I guess, on the outside looking in?
About how his title run was?
Yeah.
And you're talking about the people that are kind of down talking it.
Yeah. You know,
the
trolls.
I don't agree with that at all. Because at the time when Matt Taven was the champion, I mean, I can't knock the fact that Matt Taven was a great champion and that he put the title up against everybody and anybody, right? And he overcame everybody and everybody as well. I've seen him put on some of the best matches as Ring of Honor World Champion. And you can't take that away from him, no matter how you feel about him. You know, whether you hate him or love him, that's the one thing you can't take away from him. But that also makes him such a target for anybody, including myself. I mean, who wouldn't want to be in that very same position that Matt Taven was once in? So
you mentioned the Kingdom is dead. And you may have answered this before, and I apologize, but where does TK stand in this whole fight?
I'm not sure where TK stands in this fight. I haven't talked to TK. He hasn't talked to me. We're on a Canadian tour. And honestly, we really, really didn't speak. You know, if anything, I did TK Orion a favor. I broke up the Kingdom. The Kingdom's no longer exists. So now TK can go off and find himself and do his own thing. So if anything, I did TK Orion a favor. But people can get to know TK Orion in a different light instead of underneath Matt Taven's Kingdom spell.
What do you think each of you potentially has to offer being separated from each other? Obviously, you guys were great together. Shit didn't work out. Like, what do you think each one of you has to offer by themselves, by yourselves?
I think we, you know, obviously everybody knows Matt Taven in his own light, right?
Right.
So I do think myself, and I do, not to take anything away from him, I do think TK Orion has the same. We can also be in the very same spotlight that Matt Taven has been in. Now, again, I haven't talked to TK Orion. I don't need to talk to TK Orion. We have no connection anymore. We were just business partners within the Kingdom. But I feel that what made the Kingdom so powerful is that we were powerful as individuals. So us being powerful as individuals made us that much more powerful as a faction.
Nice.
So I just think us as individuals, can each of us have that same, we can all be in that same spotlight that Taven has had for as long as I've known him.
And we are talking.
He was always the favorite. Even at training, it was always Matt Taven. And Vinny was right there behind him, but it was always Matt Taven.
We are on the line with Vincent at the Horror King VM on Twitter. Give him a follow. He's very active on social media, and he'll answer any questions we didn't get to ask tonight. If
very
you hit
bad
him up
guy.
On the Twitter
very,
machine.
Very mean.
And this
very
Friday
vicious.
Night final battle, Vincent is looking to take the spotlight off of Matt Taven, among other things, and leave him in a bloody heap the way he left him a couple weeks ago. You're a horror guy, and it's Christmas time, so I want to try something different, and we've never done this before.
Let's do it.
All right, you're the horror king. You're giving out Christmas gifts. What are you giving to What are you giving Ring of Honor World Champion Roosh?
What do I give Ring of Honor World Champion Roosh? God, I don't know what I would give Ring of Honor Champion Roosh.
Give him like a skull?
Maybe a replica title and take the one he has.
Ooh.
That sounds like an idea.
Brilliant.
You know, everybody else wants to be world champion. Why can't Vincent be world champion? So maybe I give him a replica title and then he can give me the real one so I can be the real Ring of Honor World Champion, right? That's what Matt Taven used to say.
That is what Matt Taven used to say. What do you give the Briscoe brothers?
Oh, the Briscoe brothers. I think I give them a case of beer.
Nice.
Smart.
Nice.
Teeth. Very good. Teeth. There you go. All right. I got another question.
Maybe some White Claws.
Tony's over here. He's rocking his Jack Skellington socks. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Love it, Tony. Hell yeah, man.
Is it a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
Oh, that's a good question. That is a very good question.
Because me and my wife watch it every Christmas Eve. It's our Christmas Eve tradition. We get sushi and we watch that.
It's fantastic. It's a good choice. I feel like it's such a that's a really fine line right there. I think you can kind of go down both roads with that one. I think it's a I'm going to go with Christmas. I'm going to go with Christmas, right? Because, see, I keep going back and forth here because at the end, the end result is he goes back to Halloween Town and realizes that Halloween's his nature, right? So at the end result, it comes back to Halloween. So maybe it's a Halloween because you start with it, you go to Christmas, and you come back to Halloween. But, you know, a lot of it has the Christmas vibe to it, too. So I think you can go down either road with that one. But that's a good question. That's a great question. What do you guys think? Let me ask you that.
Well, I think I already answered. We'd make it a trick.
You answered.
Yes.
Yep.
I have never seen the movie.
The fuck?
This is Shining Wizards, Kevin. So if you want to put me on blast on social media, I've never seen.
Oh my god!
I've never seen a Nightmare Before
that
Christmas.
Man to a chair and put that movie on for him.
God, I've never seen it.
I got the Disney Plus. Is it on the Disney Plus? We might have to put it on.
I've seen bits and pieces, but I've never watched it from start to finish.
Jesus. All right, let me switch gears.
Well, you didn't answer.
All right, it's a Christmas movie.
Okay,
now is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Oh,
I say no. I say it's a movie that just happens to take place during the holiday season. But there are a lot of people that swear up and down it's a Christmas movie.
They do. They do. I'm going to go with you and say no.
Awesome.
No.
I think we got no's across the board.
My personal opinion.
Have you gone down? I'm going to assume you have Netflix because I feel like everybody does. Have you gone down the weird like horror movie rabbit hole? And have you watched Santa Jaws yet?
I have not. I've seen it, passing through. I have not, though. Is it so bad that it's good?
Yes. If you have maybe an hour and a half to kill in your travels, if you need to get yourself in your right mind to do unfathomable things to Matt Taven, then you should watch Santa Jaws before Final
Battle. Maybe
Battle.
That'll be my flight movie on the way to Baltimore, then. Maybe that's the one that I'm going to watch on the way there. It's Christmas season. We're heading to Final Battle. Hell yeah. Maybe that'll be the movie then. And I'll update you and tell you what I think of it.
You're either going to love it or hate it.
I've seen a lot of terrible horror movies. And I, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like, I love some really stupid horror movies. You know, Killer Clowns from Outer Space is the most ridiculous movie I've ever watched in my life.
There you go.
But I've seen that.
It's so bad, it's good.
It's great.
I mean, it's been 2 years in a row that Hollywood Studios, Halloween Horror Nights, that we went there actually earlier this season here, September, I think it was. And it was for the second time in a row they had the Killer Clowns from Outer Space attraction. So, I mean, it must have a lot of love in the cult following of horror to do it twice in a row. So, but that's one of those movies that's so ridiculously bad, it's so good.
Well, you didn't believe the cotton candy cocoons?
I want to believe it. I want to believe it.
God, it was that movie was ahead of its time to me because I remember watching I was like 5 years old. It was incredible.
Exactly. I think the nostalgic of it is another reason why, just because I remember watching that at the same age, 5, 6 years old. So and it always kind of one of those ones that stuck with me, you know. Night of the Creeps is another one who's just so ridiculous, but I love Tom Atkins. He's such a good actor, and he's in a lot of those horror films.
What about Ghoulies? Do you remember Ghoulies? Not Ghoulies.
Ghoulies
but
is amazing.
Ghoulies.
I like Ghoulies 2 the best. Then they go through the haunted house.
At some point, Ghoulies just turned into porn somehow.
Ghoulies turned into a weird movie. But Ghoulies, wow. Not too many people know about Ghoulies. That's pretty good. Get right on. That's cool.
Oh, you know it. Maddie?
I don't have any more horror questions, so I would like to, do you guys have anything else in the terms of horror for Mr. Vincent here?
That's it?
All right, so I want to switch gears back to Ring of Honor. Obviously, I don't want to look past Matt Taven, but after Final Battle 2020, Ring of Honor finds itself in a very interesting position with the PCOs, the Rushes, yourself, Flip, Danny Moth is back, Crowbar will be at Final Battle TV tapings the next night. Mark Haskins, such a talented locker room. Where do you see Ring of Honor in 2020?
I think 2020 is going to be awesome for Ring of Honor, you know, honestly, you know what I mean? And I know, like, you know, whatever, you know, stuff's going on out there, you know, with the other companies, but, like, you know, it's just a great time for wrestling where, like, everybody, you know, it's just wrestling as a whole right now is like the hottest thing, you know, and it's great to see. So I think, you know, 2020 is going to be such a great time for Ring of Honor, such a great time for me. You know, after I dispose of Matt Taven, I want some Ring of Honor gold, man. I want some, like, I want the television title. You know what I mean? I want, you know, that was always a goal of mine, to be Ring of Honor television champion, you know, and then eventually, you know, like every wrestler should, they want to be the world champion. So that's a goal of mine too. But, as a company as a whole, like you said, there are so many talented people in that locker room. And I think 2020 is going to be pretty special for Ring of Honor. And that's not truthfully speaking.
You mentioned wanting gold and obviously either the TV championship or the world championship. Would you be satisfied if your character just blew up and developed beyond belief, which it already kind of has, and not holding a title? Does your character, does the Horror King need a championship?
I don't necessarily think I need one, but I do want one. I want to do everything that... I want to do everything that Matt Taven has done so I can prove that I am just as good, if not better, than Matt Taven.
How prevalent
is
that? If I
could have one opportunity to show it and it'd be on the Ring of Honor stage, let's do it.
How prevalent is that? Because you always say if you don't want to be the world champion, then you shouldn't get in the business. Is that a real thing amongst, you know, the guys in the locker room in terms of talking a topic of conversation or something like that? Are people satisfied with just making sure their character gets over more so than a championship?
I think, like, you know, in every wrestler's mind, it's to be the best, right? To strive to be the best. So, you know, to walk around as the Ring of Honor world champion or any world champion for that matter, that proves that you're the best, right? So I think every wrestler, most, but I'm going to say every,
yeah,
gets into wrestling wanting to be the champion, wanting to represent the company that they're in, you know. And like I said, I want to do everything that Matt Taven's done. I want to be the Ring of Honor world champion. I want to be the Ring of Honor television champion. I was the six-man tag team champion, you know. And so I just want to keep adding onto that list, man.
Well, we look forward to seeing what the future holds for you at the Horror King VM. Make sure you're watching Friday night. It's on pay-per-view. It's on Honor Club. It's on Fight TV. The card is stacked top to bottom. And before you called, Vincent, we did our Ring of Honor final battle picks, and I can proudly say all three of us picked you to defeat Matt Taven this Friday night,
yeah,
at Final Battle. And if you don't, you're going to cost us all a loss.
Yeah.
And I can't afford to lose any more matches, bro, so you better fucking tear his head off.
I'm going to rip his head off. Trust me. It's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be this is going to be a fight. You know what I mean? There's no dancing in this one. You know, we're fighting. I'm going in there and I'm fighting Matt Taven. And I know he's going to fight me, and that's exactly what I want.
I love it. I hope you put a big V on his head, and you put a V on Colt Cabana's head, and you put a V on Ian Riccaboni's head.
Hell yeah, man. Oh. Everybody's heads are going to be floating in Vs in that place.
And if you get close enough to Kerry Silken, give a V to him, too. V up his head. We love Kerry. He's the best.
Love Ian, too.
Vincent, thank you for calling in. Before we let you go, anything you want to let our fans, your fans, know?
Just make sure you check out the Shining Wizard podcast, man. These guys are great. They've been around for a while, and I recommend them highly. But these guys, already said, you can follow me on Twitter at the Horror King VM. Instagram, The Horror King Official, and Facebook like page, The Horror King Official. And follow me to see what's going to happen to Matt Taven and see me become the most powerful man in Ring of Honor.
Vincent, thank you for your time. We look forward to this Friday night. We look forward to 2020. We are Team Vincent through and through.
Thank you, boys.
Enjoy the rest of your night. Have a happy holiday.
Thanks. You too, guys.
All right.
Enjoy.
The Horror King himself, Vincent, this Friday night, final battle.
Have a happy horror day.
Oh, I like that. We should have used that.
Should have said that. Hump. Yeah.
That was fantastic.
I just
Tony,
thought of it.
You're fucking amazing at interviews.
I'm the best.
I know. Your input.
Matt, I'm going to cut you off. Sometimes when you give a compliment, you kind of sound condescending. Matt, that was the best interview I think you've ever done.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. 100%. That was perfect. Everything,
thank you.
Everything, the direction, everything you did to me, I mean, which means who knows, it was perfect. So I'm throwing that out there.
Oh. Yeah, there you go.
Thank you. Yeah. All right, Tony, you should shut the fuck up during the rest of the show so we don't you don't fucking Shanghai the last 20 minutes.
You got it.
All right.
Was that weird that I said that? Was that
the socks are weird.
Like, at least he's wearing them.
Bro, I came to the door. I felt like I was walking in a frat house. He pulled them all the way up, his fucking shorts on. I felt like he was playing beer pong with the kid.
Oh, we should play beer pong.
The only thing you were missing were their fucking sandals. You walk around with your socks and sandals
with
on
the,
like a jerk
with the
off.
Adidas sandals?
Fucking dickbag.
Do you want me to shut my microphone off?
No, Tony, I want you to talk more. I want you to tell. Tony, what do you think about Matt right now?
Be more funny.
What do I think about Matt?
What do you think about Matt? And I'm going to ask the same question for me. What do you think about Matt?
What do you think about the maniac?
Oh, he's fine.
Like a wine?
Better
like
with age?
Like a Nyla Rose fine?
Like, oh, no. He definitely ages like bread. He's going to be stale and crusty and fucking moldy.
How do you feel about me right now?
You're fine.
All right. So I'm trying to engage you, brother.
Great answer, Bobby Eaton.
Listen.
Yeah, you're eating.
Wouldn't
we confuse Bobby Fulton and Bobby Eaton?
I pick my spots. If it's going well, why am I going to jump in? Why? So I pull another raven and everybody tells me they're going to walk their dog?
We're going to walk our
dog. You know what? Maybe I like it. Maybe I like sitting here enjoying the banter that you have with the guests.
All right. So how did you feel about our combined questions?
They were fine.
All right.
They were fine.
I tried to get you involved with the socks. Jesus.
You did. I talked to him. He said, yeah, Tony. I said, yeah, Vinny. He's my boy.
All right.
I'm Team Vinny. I picked him.
He did say that he liked your socks.
And I like his socks.
Even though he didn't see them, but he still liked them.
Yeah, good. Everybody likes me, Kevin. You know this.
You're a very likable guy.
I am.
All right, so.
Oh, boy. Here
we
go.
Where do you want to go now?
Give us 45 minutes of New Japan.
You want some New Japan Pro Wrestling?
Let's do it.
Fucking A.
Can I tell you how I am excited about the two white guys wrestling in New Japan for the Intercontinental Championship? That's the belt, right?
Two white guys?
The National Championship.
The United States Championship.
Lance Archer and John Moxley?
Oof.
I'm excited for that, baby.
I am excited.
Right? That's happening.
I am excited for Kota Ibushi beating Okada and then beating that piece of shit Jay White the next night and becoming the first ever double champion in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Bank it. Bet the house on it. Put the kids' the college funds on it. Put your life insurance policy on it.
Would you put your kids' college fund on it?
No.
All right.
Because I am not a crazy person.
So when we do picks, I don't need to get your picks because you already think Jay White's going to beat Naito and Ibushi is going to beat Okada to become the IWGP World Heavyweight Champion.
That's always going to happen.
And then he's going to beat Jay White to become a double champion.
It's written in the stars.
I'm not going to lie.
It's like Hulk Hogan beating the Ultimate Warrior at WrestleMania 6.
Yeah, but he won the lesser belt.
Doesn't matter. They're going to kiss him goodbye, and it's just going to be the United Champion.
And then Mr. Perfect won an imaginary tournament.
The retarded fucking shield cauliflower-looking United States Championship belt.
All right, well, before you get yourself ahead.
Ahead? Before I get myself ahead?
Before you get ahead of yourself.
What does everybody want?
I always want to get myself ahead.
The World Tag League's finished. Juice Robinson and David Finley beat Evil and Sonata to become the 2018 World Tag League Champions.
Nice.
They will be facing,
oh boy,
the Gorillas of Destiny at Wrestle Kingdom for the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Championships.
And they will be losing.
Going into the last night, the Gorillas of Destiny, Finn Juice and Evil and Sonata, yes, their tag team name is Finn Juice. They were all tied with the same record. But
Shark Boy and
But then the Gorillas of Destiny lost
Finley
to...
and
Finjuice?
Yes.
Why don't they just call themselves like Air Boom or Jamaica Me Crazy or?
Because it's David Finley and Juice
so
Robinson.
Fucking bad. Who in New Japan thought that was great? Is fucking Simon Inoki's kid on the board
I'll
over
tell
there
you what, dude. They're fucking,
Air Boom was a terrible
they're
name.
They're fucking over. Right.
Fucking awful.
The Japanese people eat them up.
Of course they do.
Gorillas of Destiny lost their match to Ishii and Yoshihashi.
Hoshihashi.
So that's what led
and
to...
And big time Ishii and Yoshihashi?
Yeah,
fucking
they lost.
A,
to the Gorillas of Destiny lost to them, and that's why...
They should.
I love them.
I love big time Ishii.
They have announced Jushin Thunder Liger's last match.
Oh, boy. Who's he going to lose to?
He will be wrestling.
He'll be losing to.
His last singles match will be a three-way match.
Oh, fuck me. who else is going to lose?
Why are you so appalled by it before you even know what it is?
What is it? Come on. Chop,
I'm fucking looking
chop.
For
He's
it.
He's looking
for
Don't
it.
Don't you chop me, you motherfucker.
Find
choppy
it.
Choppy your peepee.
Yeah, fuck me.
It's Jushin Thunder Liger. And he will.
We know that. Yeah, we know. You said that. Who's he wrestling? Who's in the match?
He will team with Sano and take on Dragon Lee and Hiromu Takahashi.
I thought it was a three-way.
Flamito and Dorita?
How did it go from a three-way to a tag match?
I thought it was a three-way, too, but it says here it's a tag match.
So what's the tag match? Who's in it?
He just said
I know. It's why is he hesitating? He
rivals Liger and Naiko Sano will team together against Hiromu Takahashi and Riley, Dragon Lee, that's his new name in New Japan Pro Wrestling, on Wrestle Kingdom Night 2.
Naito?
If I'm Naito, I make a shirt that says Night 2.
Hiromu will make his return during the Road to the Tokyo Dome Tour, December 19th, 20th,
and 21st.
He got lost on
the way to Tamahasho.
Shut the fuck up. This is why, right? I want to talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling, and you literally, you might as well just save your shit for a week and then just throw it at me while I talk about it. Because you don't care.
Yeah. All right. Who got lost on the road to Homolisho?
So this is the Wrestle Kingdom cards are final.
Cards.
There's two nights, dickhead.
Two cars.
So we already know Okada Ibushi.
Ibushi.
We know Jay White Naito.
Fuck that guy.
Will Ospreay will defend the IWDP Junior Heavyweight.
The DP title.
DPW. DPW. DPW.
He will defend the IWGP Junior title against Hiromu Takahashi.
Takahashi.
Archer will defend the United States Championship against John Moxley
in a
Texas,
bow and arrow contest.
In a Texas death match.
Shut the fuck up,
he's an archer.
Tama Tongo and Tangaleo will defend the IWGP heavyweight tag titles against Finjuice. And then we have a couple of tag matches,
eight-man
tag matches. The Bullet Club of Kenta, Bad Luck Fale, and Chase Owens will take on Goto, Ishii, Yano, and Yoshihashi.
Yoshihashi, Hano.
Tony, who do you have a bigger boner for, Kenta or Ibushi?
Oh, Ibushi, Kenta.
I thought you were a Kenta guy.
Not really. I'm more of a Tanahashi guy.
L.I.J., Sonata, Evil, Shingo, and Bushi will take on Suzuki-Gun, Zack Sabre Jr., Minoru Suzuki, Taichi, and El Desperado.
Is Minoru celebrating Hanukkah?
He is. And then Liger is in a...
Fuck you, Kevin. You love that.
10-man tag match.
That was so good.
On January 5th, night 2 of Wrestle Kingdom, you
night
have
two?
A double title match.
Double.
Night 2 of Hanukkah? Night 2 of Minori?
Yes. You will have Tanahashi against Jericho?
Wait, Joey Jericho? Where did he come from?
Well, if you listen to anything I talk about.
And he's
about
taking on Naito?
No, he's taking on your fucking boy, Tanahashi.
Great. Two old fucking crippled
fucking
pricks.
Dickhead. What is your deal with Jericho?
Over tan bellied fuckers.
The two non-champions will have a match on January 4th. The losers of the two title
fucking
matches.
Fucking losers.
Kenta will defend the NEVER Openweight Championship against Goto.
Goto.
Zack Sabre Jr. will defend his British Openweight title against Sonata. Juice Robinson will face the winner of the IWGP United States Championship
if
match.
If you like pina sonatas.
And El Fantasmo and Taji Ishimori will defend the IWGP Junior Tag
Getting
titles against Sho and Yo.
In the Rainmaker.
Roppongi, bongi, 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 bongi.
I apologize for that.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you apologize. Fuck off.
I was going to forget about it if I didn't
you both.
Say
Roppongi,
bongi, bongi, bongi. Pina sonatas caught in the Rainmakers.
Pina sonata. It sounds like an awful car.
I don't know why this always happens, but we haven't really talked much AEW. What did you guys think of Dynamite last week?
Thought it was Dynamite.
All right, what did you like about the show?
Nyla Rose getting suspended.
Did you like her beating up Leva Bates?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
She's an idiot. Why did she beat up the referee?
Because she's out of control. She wants her title.
That's right. Her title. She never won the title. It's not her title.
She wants the title.
Good. She can't let her keep fucking beating up referees and suspended.
I know.
Less time on my TV, more happier.
I know Karma, a.k.a. Kong, is involved in another storyline.
Karma Kong?
Karma Kong. Karma Kamele Kong.
I was thinking Credit Karma.
When is the showdown between Karma and Nyla Rose happening?
Never.
It's got to happen. Brandy, that's the match, right? That's the match.
I think they set up some kind of feud with Chris Statlander.
Karma and Nyla are number 4 on the tag team rankings. Did you get that before?
Maybe we talked about it. We did. We did a whole couple of minutes about it. We did it. We did it. We talked about it.
What did you think of Christopher Daniels Penta?
Who are you asking? Me or Tony?
Either of you.
Oh. I mean, it's Christopher Daniels and Penta.
Fucking Christ.
Come on, it was a week ago.
Penta.
6 days ago.
Did they wrestle in a 5-sided ring? What?
Ladies and gentlemen, follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast.
They're almost sold out. Get one today.
What did you think about?
I didn't think the match was very good at all.
Yeah, fuck him.
I thought.
He wrestled like it was only 4 sides to him.
I fucking hate you.
I know you do.
I thought the caliber of talent in the ring did not come across well on the screen. I don't know if they just weren't ready to work together or if they were off. It just seemed off. That seemed off. And like I said, Janela and Moxley seemed off at the end of the night. The rest of the show I thought was fucking awesome.
You think the bloom's finally starting to fall off the AEW Rose?
No.
No, because they still got almost 900,000 people to watch their show.
Well, true.
I think you're still building characters. I didn't like that they let Jungle Boy talk.
Grr.
How was that?
It was fine. He said he can talk and he's gonna beat Chris Jericho's ass.
He can talk? Well, Luchasaurus also didn't he start out like growling?
Right,
and
he was mocking Jericho. Jericho's brilliant, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to come back to. How do you hate Jericho?
I don't hate him.
You just
badmouth the shit out of him.
Yeah.
What's your problem with Jericho?
Him and Tanahashi, they're gonna have a great
match.
Yeah,
no, you didn't say that.
You said 50-year-old over tan.
Come on, dude, he's over tan. He's got Kofi tits and he's got that little old man stretchy belly thing going on.
There's probably a lot of guys that we know that have Kofi tits that we just don't
know
about.
Fucking Ric Flair wrestled. He looked like a Shar Pei puppy.
He's probably still juicing.
Yeah, but I don't think just because he looks awful doesn't mean he's not a talented guy.
Yeah. Like his look.
Sound like he had a little
He's got a little
bitterness.
Bit of a paunch, that's all.
That should have nothing to do with his character.
Well, it kind of does.
How?
Because he's got a paunch.
When did you become a body guy?
Maybe he throws a good paunch.
Oh, my God. The two of you.
I'm with you. I'm agreeing
with
you.
When did it matter, though?
It matters to me. It's just sad seeing my man.
So when you saw Dusty Rhodes in the ring, you were like, that guy's a fat tub of shit, pretty much.
He throws a good blotch.
It's still real to me, damn it.
If you will.
If you will.
You should have drew a smiley face on this blotch. Could have talked to it.
Imagine you had a Dusty Rhodes emoji.
He could have called him like Ditzy Rose.
Let me tell you, Daddy, if you will.
Ditzy Carter?
He drew it. It's got wonky eyes. I got eyes on the side of my belly, baby.
Matt, what do you think Dixie Carter looks like now?
Cyclops,
she's hot as shit, dude.
Matt, come on. That was your girl.
She's hot as shit.
Dixie Carter was not my girl.
Oh, it was Tony's girl.
The bridge of her nose is 7 inches wide now.
It's 7 bridges. 7th heaven.
I like Chris Jericho. I really do. I really do.
How is he not the most creative guy in the history of the business? Find me someone who's...
Sure, who reinvents himself every 2 to 3 years.
I think we talked about it on the phone.
Big Show reinvents himself every 2 to 3 weeks for a while.
That's a good point.
Let Jericho do what he wants. I've got Paul White.
I would have made him come out of the ring. I was at that meeting, by the way, for that.
Oh, tell us how it
went. Yeah, we planned that. We planned that whole coming out of the ring. It was a massacre, that's for sure. Which is fair, because we had the Horror King on
Matt's
the show.
Matt's just angry because this is funny and he can't say
I'm not angry.
It's not that funny.
You
it's
talked
okay.
all over my fucking New Japan shit.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you fucking did.
You got everything out.
Look.
Hey, Roppongi Bungie's wrestling on the second night.
Yeah, who they're wrestling?
They're wrestling the IWGP Junior Tag Champs. Who? The little gorillas. The monkeys of destiny.
Little destiny.
The monkeys of today. I don't know.
The gorillas of destiny's child. All the single ladies.
All the single monkeys. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
The worst.
Otunga Bunga.
I'm the best.
No, you're the worst. You literally are the worst person ever.
Hey,
I'm
if you
so
like
glad
what we're doing.
I will not be here.
Oh, no.
For Wrestle Kingdom.
Why?
Because I'm going to enjoy it, and then I'm going to want to talk about it, and you're just going to go,
Oh, fuck off.
What's a Tanahashi match? Tanahashi!
But you're talking about a card that's like 3 weeks away. We could have talked about TLC that's coming up this weekend.
I don't give a fuck about TLC.
Well, maybe Kevin and I do.
Go ahead.
Maybe we've got picks on the line, Kevin.
Other than Baron Corbin, Roman Reigns, I don't know one match that's on this show.
What?
Baron Corbin, Roman Reigns is going to be on the show?
Yeah.
I'm fucking sold
already.
Wait.
You don't know who The Fiend is wrestling?
Daniel O'Brien.
No.
The Miz, you kid? What are you, crazy? Even I knew that.
Listen, Miz was too busy filming the season finale of Total Divas. So we weren't in touch.
Holler if you feel me.
And, you know, my broskies.
Oh, fuck off.
They've been busy doing the tribute. Listen, they've been doing the tribute for the troops, goddammit.
Nobody gives a shit.
Woo.
All right? So we've been out of touch.
Yeah, who'd they wrestle? Titus O'Neil?
Oh, I don't know.
Who?
Yeah, the fucking
who,
Miz.
Who?
The fucking SmackDown segment to set that up was really good. It was really good. It opened the show. And then the Fiend like ran out, and the Miz tried to chase him, and he stopped because the fucking Bray Wyatt took a picture of Miz and Maurice and the kids, and he put his fucking head on the Miz's.
The Mister or the Miz's?
The Miz's.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And that's happening, and the fucking
Now I'm super pumped.
The Revival beat a bunch of fucking job teams to get a title match against the New Day.
Ugh.
They beat Shorty G and Ali because that's a tag team, and Heavy Machinery.
Ali G.
Did they really?
Yes.
Because I would be fucking into that if it was called Ali G.
Didn't we? No, that we talked about that. The one thing when we did the two-man show.
When they teamed up for the Survivor Series.
We told them Ali G, and you had something good, too.
It was Shorty G and Ali. It was the Sasha Baron Cohen team.
Yeah, I called them Ali G, and you had something, too, that I thought was
so you
clever.
Brought that up at the meeting.
Yes.
They're going
to
run with it.
Are we okay to go a little past 9?
How little?
Because I want to ask you a question before
we
pull into the station.
Oh, my God, it's 9.
So yeah, it's being tease that Asuka and Kairi Sane are going to defend their women titles against Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair. Becky Lynch is
main.
Is her she, the
is the shine off?
Yeah,
like no,
it, you don't.
I don't
think so.
I don't think so. Not yet. Anyway, she still draws a major fucking like pop whenever she comes out.
Well, there's two schools of thought on that.
Oh boy,
does that elevate the tag team championships if they win, or does that devalue Becky Lynch and, well, first of all, Becky Lynch and Charlotte are still the two most popular people. So I don't think it takes the shine. What? Who? I'd love to hear this. Who's more popular than Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair?
I don't know about Becky Lynch, but I tell you right now, Nikki Cross has quite a fucking following.
You're out of your balls.
I'm not out of my balls.
You're out of your, bigger star than Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch?
No. You said bigger following. You said getting more.
All right. I stand by what I said.
I don't think so, man.
You think Nikki Cross has a better following than Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch?
Yeah. No. No.
You're out of your
better
dick.
Than Charlotte. Better than Charlotte.
No.
I didn't say Becky Lynch.
You're absolutely ridiculously wrong.
No. All right. Fine. I'm wrong. What do you think?
I mean, I haven't watched enough.
All right, well, there you go.
To chime in. But it seems like...
No, but you can't just rely on him to not say anything to back you up.
Like, is she getting a bigger pop than Charlotte Flair? It's very possible. People might just be tired of Charlotte Flair.
Oh, I'm tired of Charlotte Flair.
Disagree.
Nikki 100% Cross is awesome.
And when you look at Charlotte Flair, you see this blonde bombshell. When you look at Nikki Cross, she's kind of like the girl next door. I can see people going nuts for her.
And she fucking goes nuts on people.
I'm not saying she's not getting reactions. I'm just saying there's no way that she's more marketable than Charlotte or
Becky. No, one's, see, he no keeps one's changing the question.
No one's saying if that's what I'm doing. Easy, Roddy
Piper. If that's what I'm doing, then I appreciate
no
that.
No one's
and
saying
I'm sorry.
Marketable, and no one's saying superstar. Tony's just saying she gets a bigger pop right now.
Right now, yeah. No, I think
that's
she's,
all
I
saying.
Think she's hotter right now than Charlotte Flair is. Not Becky Lynch, definitely Charlotte.
I think Becky Lynch's stock has fallen.
I think she's still getting the biggest reactions of all the women.
I think she's still, yeah, I agree. But I totally disagree that Nikki Cross has outpopped Charlotte Flair. Maybe because Alexa Bliss is with her now again. Maybe that could help, but.
Sure, it does. She gets the rub, but.
Ooh, she gets the rub butt.
She gets the rub butt. Yeah, oh, baby. Give me that rub
and
butt.
If there's,
give me the rub butt.
Give me that rub
We got our
butt.
Name of the show. I'm
give
glad
me that butt. Rub that rub butt.
Putting Charlotte and Becky in a tag title match?
Charlotte eats the pin. They can't stand
not,
each other. Anyway.
I don't just. I just.
It's probably because they have pay-per-views every month and they needed to put a match together with both of them in it.
You don't need to have every title defended it every month.
Well, maybe because they haven't had the tag titles defended in a while, have they?
They might. They've been doing like shit on Raw, I read.
They were
like
on the preview
matches.
Show. They were on the preview show for Survivor Series, I think, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't think we picked that either.
No, because they didn't announce it until.
Till last minute.
So, I mean, if they want to put the tag house on Charlotte and Becky, and Becky's still the Raw champion, right?
Yep.
So that could be all right.
It
wouldn't be the first time that's happened.
Somebody's going to get misted and wind up losing, and then the one's going to hit the other, and they're going to be mortal enemies again.
No. See, that's silly.
Why
is it silly?
Charlotte and Becky feuding again?
Yeah. Why not?
Because they.
They need something to get to the stopgap to have one of these fucking idiots from NXT come up and fight them at WrestleMania.
All right, well,
that's what they need.
That's a different point
that's
altogether.
What they're gonna do, dude.
Rhea Ripley.
You need to get to Becky and Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania.
Good point.
Bro, she's coming back and she's winning the Royal Rumble.
Gives a shit.
Oh, I'm just saying.
She is. I would love that.
Oh, great. And then we're finally going to get that fucking four horsewomen nonsense.
No,
bullshit.
But we'll get the one-on-one.
Sign me up for that.
I'll sign up for Becky and Ronda one-on-one, which we should have got last year.
Corporate, so. Yeah.
Damn the man.
No, I will, though. Come on.
Nothing was better in the last year of women's wrestling than that fucking knee Charlotte Flair threw at Ronda Rousey's head when she was sticking it out of the back of the police car. Still the best fucking thing ever. Boom! Right to the side of the head.
So you're telling me that you don't think Becky... I mean, I know you're disenfranchised with the whole product in general, but you don't think Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey one-on-one would be awesome?
You got... No, it would. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so.
All right, in terms of WWE environment...
I think it'll sell the shit out of the show and people will be excited for it. For me, I have zero interest.
That's fine. All right, so... what do you think the general you
I just
think?
Said... It'll sell the shit out of the show. People will be super excited for it.
If they're going to do it, please don't let it main event the show.
No, it won't.
There's no chance it will. There's got to be something better.
I'm more excited to see what Impact does when Tessa Blanchard wins the world title.
She's not winning the world title, dude. It's not happening.
Will that be our last pay-per-view pick? I think it's like January 8th.
I will win, and Sami Callihan and I will both raise our hands in victory.
And I'll be walking out of here with that LJN ring and the
You'll
cage.
You'll be walking out of here eating burns or blisses with fucking
How about we put up the European
beans.
Title? How about that?
Can we get the fucking traveling music, please? I want to wrap this up.
Let's
I'm
wrap
done.
This up. I got a going home.
Oh, well, fuck. You do?
I do.
Oh, fuck me.
I do have a going home.
All right, give it to us.
If you were interested in seeing Alberto Del Rio's MMA career and his fight against Tito Santana.
Was that on purpose or was that an accident?
Yeah, it was on purpose.
That was an accident.
That's the next card. That's the next main event.
His fight against Tito Ortiz, you missed nothing. It was the main event Saturday night at Combat Americans. It was their pay-per-view debut in Hidalgo, Texas, and Tito Ortiz submitted him in 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Whoever wrote this review, who I don't have, in a fight that was so in the lightest sense of the word.
It's so funny what money will do for you. You can embarrass the fuck out of yourself if you get paid.
Hey, Janella baby, say one more word about me and your life will end. Real talk. How you doing? Who's that from?
Big Cass.
It's from Big Cass. You know what Joey Janela said? Don't come at me with threats and try to cover up your tracks, because apparently Big Cass came back and said, it's a work. And Janela said, the only person you're working is yourself, and said, I would never, ever work with you. I gave you the benefit of the doubt and wished you well, but turns out you're just a moron. Don't be dicks on social media. We got to bring it back to that. Come full circle for the show. Don't be an asshole on social media.
That was a... That's weird.
I really enjoyed the Enzo and Cass talk as Jericho, too.
I got to listen to that.
It's a fucking sin that Ring of Honor didn't do anything with them and the Briscoes.
Because they couldn't. They're fucking sin. Idiots.
There's got to be a reason, right?
Like they said it was on Ring of Honor's end.
Well, of course they're going
to
say
I was at a show where Big Cass got kicked out of.
Right.
He was told to leave. And he got thrown out and locked up by, not locked up, but handcuffed by cops. So there's something there.
You're like a fucking burping machine over here tonight.
These things make me burp.
Jesus.
You went with the Truly tonight.
I do. I like the Truly more than the White Claws.
Truly's good.
I feel like they have better taste.
It's truly delicious.
Truly is delicious. I'm going to do a going home shout out. We mentioned it earlier. Chris Statlander signed with AEW. Tremendous female talent. And I'm very happy for her because I've seen her since her first match. So that's it. The alien, if you will.
Friend of the show, the alien.
Yep. Former guest, of course. Yep,
yes,
absolutely.
of course.
So that was my going home.
What do we got? We got music. Thank you all for tuning in on a Monday night. Next week, I don't know if we've got any guests or anything booked up, but we're always working. Keep your eyes on the social medias.
Oh, we do.
Yes.
As of last week.
Uh-oh.
Vinny Pacifico will be joining us in studio.
There you go.
As DCVO. Long as the weather is not shitty.
Is it supposed to be?
Pray for snow.
I think so.
Pray for snow.
Don't count Vinny out.
I would love to interview him from his car while he's stuck in the snowstorm. Don't count me out, guys. And the next week, the 23rd, tentatively scheduled, the Shining Wizards Turnbuckle Throwbacks annual Christmas extravaganza bonanza. We'll be welcoming Big J Cop as part of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. It's going to be six of us down here. Get it? Get the Febreze.
Oh, man.
It's going to stink.
I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to sit.
Stink it like man.
I'm going to bring a folding chair with me.
You want to be at the bar? You like the bar.
I do like the
bar.
You
know, let me sit at the bar this year.
No, you can't.
Why?
Because you have
I fucking do anything
you
here?
You have an important job to do here,
come
Tony.
On. Play this music. I want to go, man. My kid's going to bed. I want to fucking wrap this shit up.
Your kid have school tomorrow?
Of course he does. What do you think? He's off for the month?
I don't know. Holidays.
Holidays.
That was not it. Hold on.
What was that song, though?
He's playing the fucking...
The holiday season?
The Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
The doo
Kimya Dawson. People all over the world did the moonwalk and the thriller when Patrick died. People really all over this the fucking world song. Tried
what is this? This Kamala?
Yep.
People all over the world feathered the hair and put on cop pants when John Hughes died. People all over the world said, Mueller booked it. Today we lost another hero. Today we
lost
Batista? Another friend. Today we lost the world's greatest manager. Today we lost the captain. Yeah, today we lost the captain.
A million elves trapped in.
Oh, baby.
You know who's singing on that? Daniel Bryan.
Wait, which part?
Not this.
The American Dragon, Dusty Rhodes.
All right, I'm out.
I think it's
bye.
I think it's him and Colt.
Goodbye.
When it kicks in, the chorus. Just listen. Don't hit any fucking buttons, stupid.
Tony, great shirt. Great shirt too, Matt.
Available on
ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards. Captain Lou Albanner.
Captain Lou, yeah, I love you, yeah. Captain Lou, yeah, I love you.
people.
Yeah. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.